bobbin. It's Drew and Mike show from the DealsInTheD.com studios. And it's the Wednesday show. We are on Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live? Yes, we are on Facebook Live. Be reading comments shortly. Brought to you by Grow Green MI, who's hosting a totally free growers night. And that's tonight at 7.
Is that your Jeff Spicoli?
No, that would be Roach.
Tonight, meaning Thursday.
Yes, Thursday
so
at 7
Facebook
p.m.
Facebook Live, it's tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Free dinners, free drinks, free presentations from industry leaders, including Science LED, BioBest Beneficial Insects, Heavy 16, and Twister Trimmers. We'll be doing a live demo with their B4 Bucker, and T-Series of trimmers. If you grow or want to start growing cannabis, this is a must-attend free event. This Thursday from 7 to 9 at Grow Green MI. And that would be today if you're listening on Thursday. Grow Green MI. Click them online at growgreenmi.com. And let's see. Yeah, might as well take care of four hymns, too. They come along once a month to remind you that with age comes wisdom, but getting older can also be a downer in one area specifically. 40% of men by age 40 struggle with not being able to maintain
a bona.
Yep.
A bona.
Even the best bona maker can't always make one happen. So why do guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when they can turn instead to medicine and science? Well, there is a solution.
What would that be?
For hymns. And they make it real easy for you because a lot of people, you know, you end up in the lobby and you're like, yeah, your appointment for the boner pills, Mark?
Mark?
About 10 minutes.
That's a different Mark.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
Totally different Mark.
Yes, the...
I'm here for the one that...
The appointment about your boner is in 5 minutes now.
No, I want the one that keeps it down.
Are you 5'8" even? Can you get 5'8"?
I got a boner.
Four hymns
makes a good. Four hymns makes a good thing better. That should really be their tagline.
They connect you with real licensed doctors and FDA-approved pharmaceutical products to treat ED, well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. Prescription solutions backed by science and made more affordable. I think that's where they do so well.
Yeah.
See results where other treatments fall short.
Plus, isn't it better to use that instead of a doctor who's just going to tell you something like...
Just lay your ding-a-ling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it, and you can say, you know, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know?
That is a popular treatment in some circles. I don't understand it at all, but 4hymns.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Try Hymns today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hymns.com/lane, L-A-N-E. That's forhims.com/lane. Remember, lane, promo code for hymns.
It's medication for erectile dysfunction. It gives you a boner.
Soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up.
See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy, not to mention the humiliation that some people have been put through.
Yeah, or the cost of a hammock.
Here's what you do. You go in your backyard... You lay face down and stick your ding-dong through your hammock. You call your wife out and you say, hey, I think there's something interesting under this hammock. ...
We need one of the gals to fluff him up.
Boy, we have a lot of boner drops.
We do.
What a shock.
But how nice that we can make a commercial so entertaining for hymns.
Oh, now, honey, careful. You're boner.
I will mention also that today we have Vinny. From Sponge.
Yes, we do.
And the Orbitsons. They're both playing.
They are. He's
Saturday.
Double dipping.
Yes. As
he wanted you to announce them.
Who gets top billing?
Well, Sponge gets the sort of the top billing, you might say.
I mean, does Vinny argue with himself?
No, he goes on early with the Orbitsons, then Sponge, and then the Verve Piper.
It's just a joke.
I know.
Yeah, the Verve Piper headlining, technically, but Sponge plays at 8 o'clock. Verve Pipe plays 9 to 10:30. Also got Eva Under Fire, 7 to 7:40. The Lows from 6 to 6:40. The Ricky Rat Pack from 5 to 5:45. Wait. Isn't the Orbitsons at 5? Or is that
two stages.
Am I on the wrong? Oh,
no,
I'm on the wrong stage. Oh, for God's sake!
Okay. That's stage one, then there's stage two.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
The Orbitsons are on the second stage at 5:40. Dark Eyed Dreamers will be headlining the second stage at 8:40. So there's so many bands for every kind of music at this event, which is called Rockin' the Shores.
Yes, sir.
9 Mile and Mac in St. Clair Shores.
We understand that at the concert tonight, you'll be dousing girls in the audience with white foam. Is that correct?
Also, we may have to get our friend from Guarding the Juice on, Jeff.
Oh, Jeffrey Felix.
Yeah, Jeffrey Felix. Yeah. Jeff. As if anyone calls Jeff, him Jeff. No. As the Area 50, who made him our Area 51 correspondent.
Right.
That seemed completely ludicrous. He acted like he knew something about it. Whether or not he's been, you think he's been keeping up like a correspondent should?
Oh, 100%. He's always tied in.
Does he live over 1,000 miles away from there?
Yeah, he's got the internet.
I mean, Las Vegas is in the west. Area 51 is in the west, but they're really not very close.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll find out if Jeffrey Felix, when he's not.
Stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know.
Oh, whoa. Not, so I guess Juice wants him to talk about him.
When he is not guarding the Juice, can he handle other tasks?
Hey, Juice is 2-0 in fantasy, by the way.
Yeah, Juice had a big tweet today about Antonio Brown.
Yeah, it was really.
Who shouldn't be playing.
Well, let's see what the Juice says, because he's.
I got a little getting even to do.
I think the Juice, isn't that what the Juice was talking about? He's got like a 2-minute tweet. I think the first 50 seconds.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, second week of fantasy football, and I am 2-0. Of course, it wasn't done without a little hand-wringing and still a little worried, mainly about this Antonio Brown situation. Boy, he had a good game. Should have had 2 touchdowns. Brady missed him on one of them. But in any event, I'm kind of hoping he doesn't get suspended, not because of my fantasy team, mainly because of this civil litigation. You know, all these lawyers today in all sports, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're becoming big game. If you go to any of these parties or nightclubs, there's a lot of big game hunters out there.
I know I got two in my life.
They know they can affect these guys' careers and salary by these civil lawsuits. I think you're going to see a lot more.
I got lucky. I was just going after Nicole, and I got a bonus big game.
Since it's a civil lawsuit, not a criminal lawsuit, I'm just hoping the league doesn't suspend
him. I almost missed my plane.
Adjudicated. In any event, let's talk about last night's game.
Oh, yeah, great. One thing that's abundantly skip this part. So what Juice is saying is that in his case, he would have been continuing to play because he would not have been convicted of any kind of crime.
Well, yeah.
So
damn, son, that is one compelling argument.
That would be convenient. Brandon, how are you doing in fantasy?
0-2.
What?
Yeah,
I'm 0-2. Man.
What's going south?
I'm in an IDP league where you have to have all these defensive players, and it's just like having a ton of kickers on your team.
That's so stupid.
I hate it.
When people invented fantasy, they didn't say, ooh, let's pick out defensive players.
Thank God you're only in one league.
If you wipe out the IDP, I'd be 2-0, but I just keep getting my ass kicked because of that.
Nice league.
Defense.
But you pick all these lock bets. Why can't you pick the proper players for your fantasy league?
My offense is tits, but picking individual defensive players is just, it's difficult.
It's a crap shot.
Yeah, because you can get a guy like J.J. Watt, who we all think is one of the greatest defensive players.
Does he have injury problems?
He's hardly gotten to the quarterback.
But if he gets like 2 tackles a game, that's like a measly
couple points. But isn't the joy of fantasy watching your players, like you're the coach or the GM? Nobody wants to watch defensive players.
Exactly. So that's why I'm 0-2. I'm sorry. I will rally.
Stupid league.
When are people going to get to, at some point, fantasy is getting so big, it seems that the owners will be able to get their teams together. Like they'll have a convention
celebrate.
Where everyone can meet with their team and fire them up for the season.
That'd be great. Cool. Team. I have a
What's that commercial that Madden has that you could actually steal players from your friends? I seen it on TV. You could steal a player from.
I love the way you said, I seen it on
I
TV.
I seen it. You know what I'm talking
as
about?
As seen on TV is what you should have said.
As seen on TV. Do you know, guys know what I'm talking
what
about?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Anyway, there's
are
a
you
portion.
Sure you saw that on TV?
It's pretty amazing.
There's a portion of this video game, and I thought it was Madden.
It could be.
That you can
That's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
Your buddy's best player. Oh, fuck it. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
But if you saw it on
TV. It's pretty amazing.
Anything that's been on TV is worth referencing.
No question.
Opinion.
No question.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
By the way, he wanted to know if is the summer over. You know, I did
Summer of Maz?
We closed the pool yesterday officially.
Oh, you did?
I did. My first closing of a pool.
Wow.
My brother-in-law, of course, Dave, did 99% of the work. But I was there with him learning.
I see.
And helping.
You seemed, I mean, after Labor Day, it really seemed like the summer of Maz was over.
The bottom just dropped out.
Yeah, it did.
The bottom just dropped out.
But anyway, all this fantasy talk reminded me that the smart thing to do is to go to
mybookie.ag
because no one gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie's got the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. Don't forget where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on, and MyBookie.ag is the best in the business. It's where I play, and it's where Brandon plays with my account.
I do.
And where you should be, too.
How's his account doing, Brandon? Anything?
Fantastic.
No action lately?
No, but I will. I'm going to start making a little few bets for you.
Was it as good as our one back on the 105 one days?
Had a minor setback, Drew. Devin Singletary did get hurt. But
what? Wait, that's a lock!
He's not
That's a lock!
He's day-to-day. He's got a mild calf strain.
Oh, that's the beginning of the end.
Everybody in the NFL is day-to-day, so he probably
went from 70 yards to 30 yards in 1 week, so his production is going down. Now he's hurt.
He's done.
Drew, even if this dude misses 6 weeks, he's a lock. I'm telling you. He only needs 200 yards. He makes so much money.
What if he loses his position in the 6 weeks he's out?
It's hard to argue that defense that everybody in the NFL is day-to-day. It's great. No, I'm with you, Brandon.
It's true.
I got your back.
Well, at the end of a hard week, it's great to sit down, take some time off, and watch some football. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Got Michigan, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How can anybody not be excited about watching that game? The Lions are at Philadelphia. That's a huge game for them.
It's a huge line, too. I was just looking at it. Six and a half for Philadelphia.
It?
Yeah. Ooh.
Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else like the NFL. No better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them, as we learned from Homer Simpson so many years ago. No one said it better. Do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag. All right.
I think the Jets are getting 21 points against the Patriots.
27 and a half.
Is it really?
And,
wow. Is that the biggest ever?
And who? No, because there's a bigger one this weekend. Dallas is laying even
That's
more.
That's Miami.
Oh, Miami. Yeah.
Miami is so bad. They've been outscored 102 to 10.
I wonder if there's a lot of. You suppose there's a lot of action on those games?
Well, you know, it's funny.
How bad they are.
Big time.
There's no money line on those games. Because if you want to parlay the two, which seems like easy money.
Lock. Yeah.
Well, the MyBookie mentions that if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. You might quadruple your paycheck. No matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. Join now MySpace, or rather MyBookie.
MySpace.
MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. That's promo code Drew. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, get paid.
Drew?
Hey, by the way, it's Lily's birthday today. She's 17.
Bloop.
My Lily.
It's a shame we have to bleep it.
You're not going
to
bleep Lily's birthday.
We have to bleep. We don't want to be doing birthdays.
It's Lily's birthday.
Just, birthdays are just not worthy of time spent on the show.
Lily's part of the show.
Lily.
She is a contributor. She is a conspiracy correspondent.
She's got your back. She's on the board.
She's on the board.
No, we got her back.
Oh, you have her back.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Vinny, should we call Felix right now? I'm kind of...
Felix?
Yeah.
Get Felix on the phone.
I think we should get Felix on the phone. This Area 51 storming is this weekend. So we've only got today and tomorrow. If he's not there today, hopefully he gets back to us. This is a big deal. The Hall Financial Hotline is open, by the way. Click the link on the website. Fill out the online form. They'll get back to you fast for a refi to save you money. Or a... finance your first home or your dream home with Hall Financial. Take money out of your home. Shorten the length of your loan. I wonder if this storming, you think this storming is going to be a big thing?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I do.
I sort of do.
I do because we, you know, a couple weeks ago, maybe even a couple months ago, hell, we called a couple of the hotels that were in that area, and they've been booked for months. All of the hotels.
I wonder if people are canceling. I don't know. It just seems like the kind of dumb thing people would do.
Call the Atomic Inn again.
Brandon, how did storming the Pentagon go on September 11th?
I didn't make it.
What? You didn't call me, man. I was going to go with you.
Was there going to be a storming? There was, wasn't
yes.
there?
Yeah, we found out why.
Well, I never heard anything about it. Is that a conspiracy?
Well, yeah. They were hit by a new missile.
Was there a media blackout?
Just like the plane that hit it.
I was going to say, there was video of the storming, but they stole all the video.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. He's got to leave a message.
He probably just remembered he's our correspondent, so he's boning up.
Yeah, he's on the internet right now reading about it.
He saw 248.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jeffrey. Is this Jeffrey Felix of Guarding the Juice fame? This is the Drew and Mike show. We were calling to see what the latest is on Area 51 and the storming, because it's this weekend. You're a correspondent. Did I hear weird?
I had to catch up.
Someone was guarding the Juice.
Oh, I see. Okay. We are going to talk to Vinny Dombrowski from Sponge. So don't call us back maybe for, I don't know, another hour from getting this message.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're awfully close to this thing. So don't take your eye off the Juice. But in the meantime, bone up on Area 51, please. Thank you. Try the Atomic Inn?
Stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase.
Okay, maybe we should listen to it.
We have to.
3. Message review.
Jeffrey. Is this Jeffrey Felix of Guarding the Juice fame? This is the Drew and Mike show. We were calling to see what the latest is on Area 51 and the storming, because this weekend.
There's the late bell.
I had to catch up.
Someone was guarding the Juice. Oh, I see. Okay. We are going to talk to Vinny Dombrowski from Sponge, so don't call us back maybe for, I don't know, another hour from getting this message.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're awfully close to this thing, so don't take your eye off the Juice, but in the meantime, phone up on Area 51, please. Thank you.
I think it's a winner.
I think it's good.
Try the sound again.
Stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't.
If you are satisfied with your message,
it sounded like Juice hung up really
hard
there.
To your message, press 2.
Send
your message with normal delivery.
Oh, urgent.
Press 1.
You got to mark it urgent.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Does everyone always mark it urgent when you're given the option? Because I do when I call.
I think I've done it when it wasn't terribly urgent.
Oh, I do it every time.
Admit to that.
Because my message is the most important message that person's getting.
Should we try the Atomic Inn, Brandon?
Yeah,
I want to see if there's cancellations.
Okay.
Because that would indicate.
How much do you think they're getting tonight over there?
They weren't even charging that much, were they?
But it's prime time now.
I know, but they had already booked those nights. Is it a total dump, Mark? I forgot.
Oh, when we looked at the pictures, it was, yeah.
Did they have a lot of one-star reviews?
No, they actually had a couple high ones, I think, because it's the only one in the area.
Is this you dropped a bomb on me for the Atomic Inn?
No, Atomic Dog.
Oh, Atomic Dog. Yeah, oh, George Clinton, right?
Yeah, love him.
The dog that chases its tail.
Damn, it might take me a minute to find
what?
Who did you drop the bomb on me? Maz, you know that song from your clubbing days.
Gap Band.
The Gap Band did that? You dropped the bomb on me.
Give me one sec.
Good call there, Drew. That was huge back in the Maz. Back in the late 80s.
In the clubbing days?
Yep.
And that was, let's see, APR, after Plato's Retreat.
Oh, yeah. Plato's Retreat was 80, 81.
There's a wild story today, by the way, about some sex club in Miami.
Really?
Using pictures of all these really hot women that went there to promote the place. And one of them was Joanna Krupa.
Yeah.
The housewife. She's pretty hot. And these chicks are like, hey, I didn't want the whole world knowing what a slut I was. What the hell? And they won. They won like 900 grand.
Sweet.
Busy.
Not a piece. I think 30 grand a piece or 32,000 a piece.
They all chipped in.
But now we all know they want, you know, they want to get, I don't know what they want. They like orgies and gangbangs and stuff.
Who don't?
For them.
Hey, if that's what they like to do. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised they're bummed about being promoted.
Yeah.
I think they'd like the promotion.
Should open up, maybe they wanted to open up their own club.
Get a lot more followers.
Hey, what's up with a busy signal? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
I don't know.
How busy they are.
No, we know they're busy.
They're being stormed.
Maybe they're busy. Can you busy your phone out these days?
I don't think you can do that anymore.
I don't think you can either.
Those were the good old days. Remember, you just took the phone off the hook.
Oh, here we go. Atomic Inn?
Atomic Inn, yeah.
Is the event Saturday?
Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. Oh, my God.
Remember last time I had a hard time getting a hold of these hotels as well. Like, none of them picked up.
What music is this?
We did talk to one of them, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
Atomic by Blondie.
Nice.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
See, Area 51 is just throwing...
It's a disaster.
Storming is just throwing everyone off their game. Felix, I mean, he's got to debate whether to take his eye off the Juice.
He's
long
always
enough.
Guarding the Juice, no matter where he is, Drew.
Of course he is.
I got one more. Hold on. I'm sorry. I apologize.
What happened?
I got one more. I apologize for the delay.
Okay. Our friends and studio sponsors, Zod Ford and Holly, are at it again, bringing ridiculous deals to Drew and Mike fans. Not to mention that dinner they're offering. If you go in, you could have dinner with us on Friday, October 11th. Three lucky couples will get to enjoy a delicious Mexican feast with us and the crew at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Winning this coveted prize is easy. Head to Zot Ford, drop your name in the hat. Three lucky couples will be drawn at random. Plus, if you buy or lease a new vehicle from Zot during the contest, you double your chances to win. So to be sure to let the hottest sales staff in Oakland County know you are a listener so they can double your chance to win. Hurry. The dinner's October the 11th.
Hello?
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 Oh, is this the Atomic Inn?
No, this is Sunset Viewing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I was a little confused. This is the Drew and Mike Show. We're calling from Detroit because we have a lot of people who apparently want to storm Area 51 from the area, and we were wondering, how are things going? Is it crazy at your hotel?
It has its, it's been having its moments. The event hasn't quite started yet, and tomorrow's when the event will actually, we'll start having more people come in.
I see. Are you booked solid through the weekend?
We are.
Wow, if I was running that place, I would have jacked the rates up huge, because there's not many places to stay, are there?
We didn't get the chance to actually do it.
What?
So,
but, you were caught by surprise?
Yeah, we were kind of caught by surprise on it.
Has there been a management shuffle since that happened?
No. Nope, it's our hotel. It's a small little family-run business. So.
Oh. Well, that's really, in a way, that's kind of nice because, you know, a lot of average people want to storm Area 51, and should they have to pay jacked-up prices? No. I think a lot of people would feel...
No, I think, you know, they should... We're hoping that they're just going to come out here and just have a good time, not going to cause any problems, just come out and talk about alien stories. So.
Have you seen it? How far are you from Area 51?
We are about 45 minutes.
Have you seen any weird things from being so close to Area 51? I mean, are there any weird alien stories that float around?
Well, I haven't seen anything personally, but my husband, he has at nighttime, he's seen like 3 beam of light, and then all of a sudden they were just gone.
Oh, so someone turned off their headlights?
No. They were up in the sky, because right over our mountainside from us is where Area 51 actually is.
Did he get some pictures of it?
No, unfortunately, he didn't.
So ladies' night at the bar must have ended and they turned off their spotlight machine, I'm guessing?
No. What? No, definitely none of that.
What's he doing up there?
Did you give him a hard time about it?
Was this a diversionary story he used to get out of an argument?
He's the night shift crew, so he stays up from 3 to 11 o'clock at night. So.
Really?
Okay. Well, I hope he has the camera ready next time that happens because...
Yeah,
I mean, if they're going to be UFOs, you'd think they would be around Area 51.
You probably should have a video camera just every night shining.
Yeah, just post it just up on our roof.
You
next
should.
Next time anything like this happens, we can just press a button and it can start filming for us.
Yeah, but there aren't very many security cameras that cover the sky. Yeah. I mean, how cool would that be if you got that?
Yeah, especially at 9/11.
I know where you're going.
That would be pretty cool.
Are you guys doing any breakfast specials for the people that are coming over? You guys, breakfast included or anything?
Oh, they were caught by surprise.
Hotel, we do not do breakfast. We just do coffee and little Danishes.
Oh, that's good.
What's continental breakfast?
There is a diner up the road about a mile from our hotel. And,
a mile? What, do you have a,
I think she's
do you have a shuttle bus to take me there?
Hey, do you guys take people up there?
No, we
no
don't.
Shuttle? Oh, wow.
Do you have a shuttle bus from the airport to the Sunset View?
No, absolutely not. We are so far. We are an hour and a half from Las Vegas. Well,
your husband's got nothing to do.
You know, I like this business.
That's the beginning of Las Vegas. That's not even towards the airport. The airport will probably be about 2 hours.
You guys are so focused. You just provide a room, and you don't get involved in that other messy crap of giving people rides, places, and shuttling. Just look, we have a room for you. What else do you want? Jeez.
Do you have an ice machine?
All right.
Yeah, it's good ice probably.
We've had to take some of our local guests like here that stay with us if they get like a flat tire and they can't make it to the tire shop.
Oh.
We'll take them up the road really quick so they can get their tire fixed. But that's about as far as we'll go.
Like an Uber.
Has the local authorities, have they talked to you and said, hey, this is what we want you to instruct your guests maybe not to go to Area 51?
Oh, yeah.
No, they haven't said anything like that. They've just told us, you know, just be more prepared, more alert. You know, we're not for sure what is going to happen or who's going to come to this event.
Have you been?
So, but
Have you been contacted by any men wearing black suits?
No, absolutely not.
Did you ever think of just putting up some tents, like in the parking lot, and selling those as rooms?
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I guess my brother, he thought about it. He said that would be another way to kind of make money, but
yeah,
we don't really want people to go outside and just kind of do their... Okay, how about
that's where you could have got a porta-john, though.
Oh, yeah.
Porta-potties. Those are nice.
Yeah. And a hose. Spray them down in the morning.
Just a thought.
What if you put a shower curtain up and sublet the room so we make one room into two?
Just thinking outside the box here. I'm off the management shuffle thing, but these are just ideas. You're welcome to use them.
Yeah, well, thanks for the ideas. Those are, right. Good ones.
How many rooms at the Sunset View?
We have 11 rooms here.
Did you decorate them? I'm looking at pictures online. They're very nice.
Me and my mom have decorated all of the rooms because they're all different themes.
Which one's your favorite? I like the American room with the two
My favorite is the Under the Sea, and my mom's is the hippie room and the Egyptian room that we're getting up right now.
Why does your mom like the hippie room, huh?
Ooh. I would ask for the hippie room.
Free love.
Definitely.
Free love.
She's kind of a hippie herself. Yeah. So.
Was she excited when Nevada got legalized marijuana?
Well, I don't know excited about it, but we're originally from Colorado. So.
Oh, so that's old.
You guys are partiers.
Yeah, that's kind of old news, I guess, for us.
Cool.
You guys take AAA at all? AAA rates?
We do. We do accept AAA. It drops really our rates. Our normal rates would be $51.98.
What's the runtime of
AAA?
Is there an Area 51 room theme?
There's a space room.
Space room?
Yeah. There is. We actually have our alien-themed room, and it just has all of its tapestry. We have a 3D alien that's coming out of the wall.
Whoa!
All of that's all set and ready.
That room must be booked way in advance.
Actually, we just got all of our stuff in for that room. They don't even know. What they're expected to see in this room yet. So whoever's the lucky one to get this room for the event,
What do you think would be the best room for a honeymoon? Like if there was a couple, they're a little frisky and randy.
The hippie room.
The Egyptian room.
I don't know, maybe under
the hippie. The hippie room, the Egyptian room would probably be good. We do have a Western kind of a theme room.
Raw. Right.
Did you ever think of making a sex room? Just real sexy. You and your husband put together.
Yeah, decorating with mom, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Is the over under of arrests made this weekend? You know there's going to have to be people that they go to Area 51. How many people do you think are going to be arrested by the U.S. government? I'm going to put it at 25.
25?
I mean, I'm hoping nobody will get arrested, I know that there are going to be those few that are going to attempt to try and pass that barrier and things. So I'm going to say maybe 15.
Okay.
Okay, this could be... I like the way you put yourself on the line there. This could be just nutcase central. I mean, who knows?
I mean, it could. There could just be a bunch of people coming out here to just raid Area 51, and then there could be the few that, no, let's just have fun. Let's just listen to the music, have a couple of beers, and just enjoy the time.
That's... Well, I hope you're right. Has anyone checked in already for this event? Like, they need multiple days to get ready for it, and they have to be at your place, like, Monday or Tuesday?
We have not had anybody check in for multiple days yet. That will start tomorrow.
I see.
Okay. Now, do you ever go online and read online reviews about your motel?
We do.
Yeah. I was reading one, and I was really mad because this person's from Estonia, and I thought maybe their standards should be a little lower.
What were they complaining about?
Yeah. Do you want me to read it with her on
no,
the line?
No. That's unfair. I'm sure it's a brutal.
People are mean anyway.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of people that don't like the rooms, but then we've had more than enough people that absolutely love our hotel.
You have a good rating on TripAdvisor.
On TripAdvisor, we go through Booking and Google. Those are where ours come from. So any.
Oh, was that yelling?
Yeah, the ones that was on TripAdvisor have been there for years.
Is that your husband?
And we just took over the motel 2 years ago.
Was someone mansplaining to you in the background?
No, it's my mom.
Hi, Mom.
She's holding my baby, and he's kind of spitting up right now.
No wonder
he wanted to stay on the line longer.
Yeah, we confused it with some possible bossiness, but
I'm telling you, that baby.
You've been so helpful. Thank you so much, and good luck with the baby and with this group coming in. I hope you guys have a really productive weekend.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you just call her hun?
I did.
You gonna tell her you love her next? Bye, I love you.
And maybe we can call on Thursday and say something along the lines of, hey, my buddy's staying in the space room. Can you connect us? That way we can get,
that's
right
good
from
idea.
The source, right from a dude.
Good call.
Who's going to storm room. Area.
Mass, can you, you can't do that. What are you talking about? I started on the Zot commercial, didn't I? Oh, I didn't mention, I know. Wow, this is a long commercial. I didn't mention the four new trucks and SUV models you can get from Zot Ford in Holly. Below $100 a month. Yes, during Zot Ford's fall clearance event, you can lease a new 19 Ford EcoSport, Escape, Edge, or F-150, all below $100 a month. These are not watered-down rides, boys and girls. These bad boys are loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. See details and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And don't forget, you can get the drawing to have dinner with us October 11th. That's a Friday at Mesa. I think we're going to get the whole upstairs, yes.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Yaldo, of course. Anything new on the Seoff? Did Eli say anything about the Seoff?
I don't believe Eli is aware of the Seahawks.
Scared.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's.
Who's
really,
he going against?
Well, Dave has 2015,
Show
both
off.
Near and far, better than perfect. Eli might be a little distracted right now. I don't know, but it seems like he would have heard about this from someone. Anyway, Dr. Yaldo has done so many LASIK surgeries, so many multifocal implants, so many ways to get rid of all the glasses and contacts and old technology and actually save money in the long run. And many of you have heard the ads for low-priced LASIK, I'm sure, but Dr. Yaldo wants you to know that often they don't tell you the entire price, and he promises to beat any LASIK offer you get anyway. So for those 45-plus with reading glasses, multifocal implants, or maybe you just want to get regular LASIK, either way, go in for a consult. The evaluation is free. Get the best and pay the least. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Nice call, Eyes Without a Face.
There's so many songs with eyes in it.
You know, this is another artist I'm going to complain about. The last one was the Black Crowes. I don't hear the Black Crowes on the radio
much. I don't
much.
Understand this one at
all. I don't hear many Billy Idol songs either. Is somebody playing these?
White Wedding and...
You hear them on the 80s
Dancing with Myself.
You hear them on the 80s.
You don't listen to 80s. You don't listen to rock stations, man.
To the 70s and the 80s.
On what station?
Sirius.
Well, that's not radio.
We're talking about,
that's not radio.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell?
I thought
how
this...
How about Moni Moni?
Remember how huge this song was? Why isn't this played?
Terrific.
What a great video.
Oh, Cradle of Love?
What a great video.
It was.
The boxing one is... That's actually my favorite Billy Idol song.
The boxing one?
The boxing video. Wait.
Is that White Wedding? No.
No. Let me see. I'll look it up. Billy Idol... Yeah, this should be getting
this,
played.
This gets
Come
played.
On.
Rebel Yell gets played.
He's a major 80s artist. I don't think anybody plays Dancing with Myself.
Is it To Be a Lover?
Really? To Be a Lover, thank you. I love that song. Last night, a little angel. I tell you something funny about Vinnie Dombrowski. Oh yeah,
it sounds like Safety Dance in the beginning.
Yeah,
it does.
S S S S A A A A F F F F E E E E T T T T
Y Safety.
Another great video, but that song is forever ruined by the fact that they did that live performance on the Canadian.
Safety for your dance.
The one we've watched a million times.
Australian television.
Oh, I thought it was Canada.
I think it's Australia. It had the Tigers World Series score underneath it. And the weather. We can leave your friends.
They sound exactly the same. All right. Oh, there it is. We can go where we
want to. I think one of the worst parts is that the lead singer is trying to still look really cool. And we can dance. He's in a TV studio wearing a leather jacket.
So embarrassing.
He's doing the safety dance. I never noticed that he did it.
I never noticed that either.
It sounds better in the studio.
The keyboard is way off. And she missed a couple notes, too, on the open.
Set.
Did you hear Ringo's new song?
What's the name of it?
Say My Name?
I have not. Yes,
What's
I did.
What's my
Actually,
name?
I did hear yeah. a
name.
Piece of that.
Say What's my name?
He's, who cares? He's covering one of Lennon's songs, Grow With Me. Great song.
He's got a new album out.
He's covering it. But yeah, he does. His 25th solo album, believe it or not. I was shocked to hear that. Rockin' the Shores, baby! With Vinnie D and Sponge and the Orbitsons. Yes, indeedy. 9 Mile and Mac in St. Clair Shores. Enjoy a full day of music. On two stages.
Have we talked to him since Stern blew this song up again?
Oh, no, I don't think we have.
Vinny?
Is that Vinny?
It is!
Is that Vinny on the radio, or is that Vinny on a phone?
It's Vinny everywhere.
Yeah, Vinny, you're cranking.
I gotta tell you, I'm gonna start answering the phone just by laughing. That's a great way
always
to answer
laugh.
Phone. Yeah.
Hey, Vinny,
I'm going to answer every question just by laughing.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Mark just mentioned something I completely forgotten about. I don't think we talked to you since then. We heard Howard Stern going off on, was it Plowed?
It was on Plowed, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about Plowed on his Sirius show to his many millions of listeners. Did you hear about it? You must have heard about it.
Of course. Well, he went in and performed in the studio.
I mean, he's gone on about that song over the last couple of years. Or, you know, I don't even understand it. But but the thing about it is, after a couple of years, his producer Steve Brandano started emailing me about it. When you guys are in the area, come on the show. And of course, we're usually out there on the weekend, so it was tough for us to schedule something. But January came around, and Brandano hit me up again, and I'm like, we're just going to come out there. So we did. We just hopped into the van and drove out to New York and went on the show and did a little playing, a little talking. It was incredible.
Wow, that's cool. I bet that was great for the band.
It's really great about a song. You know, it just never ceases to amaze me the impact the song has in people's lives. You know, Lemmy said it, Motorhead, many years ago. My friend Bill Cozy. Lemmy said to Billy one time, and Billy told me, he said, Lemmy just said, it takes one song to beat the bastards. And what that means is it just takes one song. It doesn't matter, you know, what label or whatever. You got one song, and it's going to get through to people somehow. And apparently that was our song.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, Sponge has a lot of songs that I really, really like. The first two albums, and even New Pop Sunday, which I know didn't do as well. There's a couple songs on there I just love. And the funny thing is, in the last couple of years, I've discovered I'm Drowning, which I wasn't really that familiar with that song. I loved It's Raining, and I know I said, hey, can you play that a couple of years ago? And you said, well, I don't think it's on the set list. But I'm Drowning is such a great song. The build-up on that, it's just really, I was stuck on that song, Vinny, for like 2 weeks.
Well, there's the irony. You know, we're known for up-tempo rock tunes like Plowed or Molly. But what I've been finding out since we have a 25th anniversary of the release of Rotting Pinata, we're going out there and playing, you know, a majority of the set is from the record. And we don't write a set list, typically. We ask people, what do you want to hear? And guess what they want to hear? They want to hear Drown. They want to hear Rain. They want to hear Giant. They want to hear these ballads. And it blows my mind, because what we're known for is this up-tempo rock thing.
But the song has a big build-up. I mean, it starts out, I mean, obviously, it's a real bummer. But then you're so bummed out, but you're rockin' bummed out! I mean, it really picks up steam, and that's It's Raining, I think, does kind of the same thing. It's, you know, it's, I don't know, when you're, sometimes music, depressing music to me is every bit as valuable as, you know, Here Comes the Sun or, you know, something positive, because you can relate to it.
Well, that's just it. I think people go through a lot of stuff in their life.
And yes.
When you have a song that can relate to. And make no mistake, it's not like we're sitting around going, what are people going to gravitate towards? We're just writing stuff that we feel we understand or we're going through. And you know what? People gravitate towards that. And that's not necessarily our intent, but that's what happens. Well, so we're sitting down going, well, this is going to be a hit song, and that's going to be a hit song. We just wrote a song.
Well, to that point, didn't you wrote Plowed in like 10 minutes while shoveling the snow? Is that the quickest you've ever written a song?
You know what? Tunes along the way that have come that quick. It's weird because I've heard stuff about like Cornell writing Black Hole Sun. And you hear these things about, Midnight Rider, you know, the Allman Brothers.
Oh,
you
great
know,
song.
The same thing, you know. It's like they just wrote it that day. They go in the studio, they record it, and that's it. And that's how it was with Cloud. You know, you write it, shoveling snow, you record it that night, and the thing that's on the record is the thing that everybody hears today. That was all in one day.
Wow. So Vinny, you're playing in two bands on Saturday. You got the Orbitsons, of course, early at 5 o'clock on the second stage, and then you go over to the main stage at 8 o'clock with Sponge. So, yeah. And I'm sure you've done that a bunch of times. And then Verve Pipe is playing too. And I've said this many. We talked to what's Verve Pipe?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian Vander Ark. And I said, it seems like you and Sponge should tour together. It just makes so much sense. And finally, there's a day where you're both together. I'm sure you've done it before, but and you've got your other band too. How hard is it to play in two bands on the same day?
Well, I'm going to have to really moderate my drinking. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Usually, the Orbitsons play, people like to buy the band premium whiskey, you know what I mean? And they bring it to the stage, they want to do a show with you. It's just like, you don't want to let people down, you want to let them appreciative, you know what I mean? So, I'm kidding. But yeah, Brian, to do a show with Brian is always great. He's been very cool to work with over the years. You know, we've done shows with him back in the day. He's been rocking the stores a couple of years ago, doing like an acoustic solo thing. Now he's back here with the whole band. And he's just a real talent and a real good guy.
And that's Saturday, 9 Mile and Mac in St. Clair Shores, Vinny with both bands, the Orbitsons at 5, Sponge at 8, Verve Pipe following Sponge. I love that lineup. Maz, I know you wanted to get this in.
Well, yeah, of course. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. And, of course, when you guys are all done, you can come to Harbor Lanes. I'll be bowling right after the show.
Bowling season again. Tom, it's always great to see you over there. I've been there. I've witnessed that you are an amazing talent. I mean, with a lot of things. The bowling thing is mind-boggling.
Ah, thanks, man.
I got to see this firsthand, man.
That's not that bad. Vinny's just, you know, not the best, not the biggest bowling guy, so he thinks I'm really good.
What's your average?
I keep it on the lane. I'm about a 200 average.
That's huge.
That's okay. That's just okay.
That's dynamite. No, I love to bowl. I wish I could golf as good as I bowl. I can't bowl, you know, but I just don't do it on a consistent basis.
That's all right. Hey, you got to get out there. That's the thing. I can't sing.
I wish I could sing.
I never could sing either. It never stopped me.
That's right. Look at you. Hey, Vin, it's been a rough week in music. Eddie Money and Rick Ocasek. Did you have a relationship with any of those guys?
You know, I've never met Rick, although I did meet Eddie one time, and it stuck with me my whole life. I told my wife we were talking about Eddie, and we heard Chip Rock covered Shaking at one of his concerts.
That was great.
Which was cool. And I met Eddie in New York years ago at Columbia, and I was sitting in one of the radio promotion guy's office, and in walks Eddie. And he goes, "Hi, I'm Eddie Money." He goes, "Who are you?" I go, "Vinny from the band Sponge." And he goes, "Hey, Vinny, how's it going? You want to sit and listen to my new record?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. Let's just hang out with your new record right here." That's it, man. He was really a sweet, sweet guy.
Yeah, he was. I mean, nobody has a bad thing to say about Eddie Money.
He's the friendliest guy, man.
Or Rick Ocasek, for that matter. I mean, we met him the one time. He was great with us. Vinny, I got to tell you, I looked up Sponge today online because I was like, what's new with Vinny? And I bumped into this thing that was just, I think you'd laugh your ass off if you listened to it. It was a podcast called Sophomore Slump Roundtable. And then
Roundtable.
Yes, which means a lot of critics talking about bands having their sophomore slump, as in second okay. album. And yep. and they're going through Wax Ecstatic. And I like Wax Ecstatic. I love those first two albums. And they all had songs they really liked on it. They didn't think it was as good as Rotting Pinata, but it's just really it was I thought, wow, talk about a niche podcast. And it was the first sophomore slump roundtable they had, and for some reason they picked Sponge, but it was really funny because, for one thing, they were talking about I Am Anastasia. I Am Anastasia.
Yeah,
did I say that right? Yeah, and the guy's like he'd been saying how you know I hear some Syke Furs influence on this album, and then he says Scotty, I think he sounds a little like Richard Butler on the song, and then later on somebody said Richard Butler is on that song.
Exactly.
By the way, why are you Anastasia? I just dawned on me as I was listening to these guys talk about it. What is that all about?
Romanoff. And I was watching something on CBS about this Romanoff gal. You know what I mean? Like, she was the daughter of the Russian...
Tsar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I saw this. I'm going, wow, this is a heavy story, man. So there was some gal going around saying she was her.
Yeah.
You know? Which was not her, you know. The family was wiped out.
Yeah, that's the Rasputin, wasn't he the mad monk that the family...
Yeah, from that time period. Sure,
yeah. Boy, look at the whole family was shot down and they thought the girl lived. People have claimed for, you know, lots of people have popped up saying, I'm her, so it makes sense.
Yeah, Vinny, well, too.
It's very deep. I was going to say.
Exactly. In retrospect, there's nothing that gets rock kids' blood boiling more than a song about an old Russian.
You know, it's a great song, but it's funny how you rock guys, you know, you're on stage and you're partying and you live in a what's really a hard life, but then you have a lot of time during the day, and I notice it's funny how a lot of you guys, especially as you get older, you start reading some really deep history and you find those references coming up in songs, and I'm like, wow, I sounds like Vinny does nothing but sit around and read Russian history all day. Jeez.
Yeah, it appears that way, man. But, you know, anymore, it's like, oh, smokes, man. It's like, love to write songs, love to write Orbison and stuff. You know, the festival, man, the festival certainly takes up a ton of time getting things organized. So it really, I'm not only doing the two-band thing, but, you know, part of the promotions team as well as, you know, Julie Law and myself kind of spearheading this thing and working hard on it all year to get things going. So, yeah, it's just a lot of stuff going on. So I'm writing less songs about Russian.
Well, hopefully those Verve Pipers are out there humping this, too. You know what I was going to say, too, about the Sophomore Slump Roundtable? And honestly, I think you would get a real laugh out of hearing three people who, you know, really probably...
They went deep. These guys were deep.
They were going deep. One of the guys, and there was a lot of agreement about this, felt that Wax Ecstatic is one of the truly great guitar intros, period. I mean, this guy was just going nuts about what a cool intro that is. And it is. It's really unique.
So,
I mean, there's no mistaking that song.
The most annoying riff on the planet. I agree. <It's awesome.
laughs> Very recognizable.
Listen to that band kick in, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
no, awesome. It was nice. And you know, the interesting thing, what would you guess, I don't mean to do this to you because you know I love Sponge, what would you guess was their biggest complaint about the record?
There wasn't a Plowed. There wasn't a song that was like Plowed. That's my first guess.
That's a very good guess. That was, well, okay, there were a couple problems. I mean, it was all a podcast about sophomore slump round. I mean, it was just the whole concept was so crazy. But
three guys who have never done it by themselves.
Yes. No, they were saying, and I was like, wait, I don't think I've ever heard this. One of them thought it was a concept. It was meant to be a concept album about drag queens in Memphis. And Columbia said, you can't do that. And so you like stopped halfway. And so it was like an unfinished concept. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I don't think we had the songs to actually support an entire concept record. you know, called the Drag Queens of Memphis. It just seems like it really top to sit and go, you know what, we're going to sell this 1,000%. We just didn't have what I felt would be the material to legitimately, for the band to get behind it 1,000%, not to mention the label. So we have little resistance from the label regarding. I think we had more resistance regarding my gold tooth at the time. You know, they're like, what's this guy doing with a gold tooth? You know? That was a bigger problem.
Yeah, that was 1996. And also, I think they felt the album had, and some of this, you know, some of them liked it for this, and I do too. The diversity of it's not, in other words, you couldn't pigeonhole, you know, the album is this. It's hard rock, it's grunge, it's because it had some bluesy sounding stuff, and it was a little, I mean, it went in different directions.
Well, as soon as you start putting horns on record, typically people that talk about the sophomore slump, when you do horns on a record, that means you're going to have a sophomore slump album. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
what I learned from my experience with my first group that was on a major label, which was Loud House, the biggest problem that we had with Loud House back then was that it was Gene's Addiction too. And I didn't look at it like that. Oh. And
I know, but They always want to pigeonhole, you know, like...
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I learned so quickly because it was the death of that band. The last thing I wanted to do with Sponge was to be like Alice in Chains 2 or STP 2. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to try to do whatever I need to do to go, this is what we are, as opposed to what they are. But then what happened was, as the 90s closed out, you found a lot of cookie cutter bands that were just like, this band is exactly like that band, and this band is the same way. And not only are they copying each other, but they're copying the hit songs that they had. You know, one song sounds like the next one, sounds like the next one. It's like some kind of formula. We did not want to be part of something that was a formula ever. So it's like, that was the issue. To me, I go, I'm going to do everything I can based on my last failure not to be something that was derivative of something else. So I'm going to map my own road out. And, you know, and you know what? It kind of blew up in our face, but I can sit back and go, you know what? I wasn't trying to be, you know, something derivative of something else. That was the key.
Well, the sound of your voice is so specific to Sponge, and I can hear it a mile away, and how fortunate for these people to get to see you with two different bands, the Orbitsons, actually it's 5:40 on the second stage, and then over with Sponge on the main stage at 8, leading into Verve Pipe. That is such a great, I love that lineup, and I'm sure some of these other bands are great too. So,
we're excited. We're really excited. Yep.
9 Mile and Mac in St. Clair Shores, rocking the shores. What is this, the fourth year, third year? Seems like it's been a few, right?
It's been a few. We went a couple of years ago, and they used to have it in the smaller area. Now they took over the whole place down there.
Yeah, we're closing down the street, downtown St. Clair Shores. Roy O'Brien Ford, you know, it's a big sponsor for us down there at 9 and Mac. So, yeah, we're fired up. We'd love to see you guys come down, man. We'd love to have you come out, bring the band down. If you're down there, we're having a bourbon tasting thing going on, and we will treat you like king.
Bourbon tasting. Oh, boy. Oh, that second set could be a little messy on the second set, but, hey, it could be messy good. Hey, Vinny.
I will treat you like kings, man.
Thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you, and I hope you guys kill it Saturday, and I hope you get a great crowd out there.
Well, if you fellas are able to make it down, we'd love to have you down.
I would love to be there, Vinny. I have a conflict. I won't even get into it because it's kind of intense. But but thank you as always. And you know I love Sponge, and I'll be there to see you. I want to see the Orbitsons too, one of these days.
I'll see you there, Vin.
Well, thank you, fellas. I love talking to you guys. Thank you so much for the call.
You bet, Vinny.
You,
we
man,
appreciate
Vinny.
It. Love talking music.
See you,
man.
Tom.
See you, buddy.
Take care of yourself. Bye.
He gets the booby prize. He gets me.
Don't ask why. Yeah!
Hey, is this a live version, Brandon?
No.
It's not? It sounded a tad different to me.
Well, here's
I like
the one,
it.
Here's the one that was in Stern's studio earlier this year.
Oh. Boy, that's a wild intro, too.
The whole time, Howard's saying, oh, my God, he looks like such a badass.
His voice has lost nothing.
And that's all they have because it's available on his app.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
They only have a quick preview of it.
Well, that's great.
I was reading about Vinny, and he had this quote. I wanted to get your opinion on it, Drew. He says, talking about like how rock music has changed,
mm-hmm.
and he said the iconic rock guy like Robert Plant, Paul Stanley, or Steven Tyler, it's a little too masculine, and it seems kind of dated in today's world.
Wow, that's interesting.
Get
very
back on the
interesting.
Phone.
I thought there was some truth to that.
Bruce Springsteen is very masculine, too.
But once again, the rules for music, there are no rules. You know, the Me Too doesn't exist for music.
I don't know if I think
PC
Robert
culture doesn't exist for music. I don't know.
I don't know if I think of Robert Plant and Mick Jagger as being real masculine, though, because they...
Or Paul Stanley, but I...
Yeah, they dance around a lot.
That's an interesting thing to say.
I think the big lead singer seems to be gone.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, what's the last band with, you know, where everybody knows the lead singer's name and maybe nobody else in the band?
Yeah, with a rock band, I know that's... Wow, that is a... That's a
who
huge
would that
thing
be?
Too, because you got to kind of buy into somebody in a band.
It's always the lead singer.
Yeah, it is.
You know, Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, remember back then?
Who?
You knew who it
Gary
was.
Puckett?
Gary Puckett?
Mark Lindsay and the Raiders? Paul Revere and the
Buckinghams?
Raiders?
Buckinghams? How about in the Buckinghams?
Kind of a drag.
Sorry.
No, it does seem, you know, even Pearl Jam, I mean, Eddie Vedder's gigantic, but you do know,
you
know
the other
band.
Yeah,
that, I mean, that's a great band. I mean, that's a fantastic
band. Same
with
Foo Fighters, but...
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
I mean, Green Day is more than, you know, Billy.
Yeah, it's a three-piece, so it's not quite so hard. Yeah, it does seem like we learn
maybe
more.
Maybe Weezer? Cause
you know what another thing that I was thinking about because of the passing of Rick Ocasek was, you know, Benjamin Orr came from another band that was popular that had hits. I don't see a lot of bands forming now where, you know, unless it's a super group where someone from another band goes to another, you know, they join forces and they become a new band that becomes great.
Yeah, like it seems like it's buddies growing up in a bit like John Paul and George, more like.
They could cross over like the NBA players do. Well, play with each other now. Those guys could play with each other. Well, I didn't mean to say it that way, but play with each other. Get it?
I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why they wouldn't. Why they wouldn't
join forces?
Yeah, I mean, but you know, all the bands we're talking about are so talented. I mean, Benjamin Orr is a fantastic singer. A great bass player. Rick Ocasek's a great singer. Benjamin Orr sang more Cars song than I realized. I was looking at it last night after the show because of Rick dying. And Elliot Easton's a great lead guitar player. And Greg Robinson played with the Modern Lovers, who were very popular at the time. So there was a guy who came in from another band. And I think that happened a lot.
You don't really see that as much.
No. And reading about the Black Crowes, too, the guys that they kind of picked up as they went along. Because the first album, Shake Your Moneymaker, they got one lineup and... By the second album, they've added Eddie Harsh, who was keyboard player from Detroit, who read music. And, I mean, Steve Gorman goes on and on about
what a real musician he is, classically trained or something.
And what a great addition to the Black Crowes he was. And they had played with Chuck Lavelle a few times from the Stones.
Really?
Yeah, he joined him for a few gigs because Chuck used to be a sort of a free agent. Like, he'd go with the Stones when they were out, but he would play with the Allman Brothers.
He knew he'd never be a member of the band.
No, I know. I don't know why he isn't. He should be. Well,
they don't let anyone be a member of that band.
No, they're pretty tight. Ron Wood just made it in.
Yeah, I know. It seems ridiculous.
And also, Mark, I'm trying to think of the lead guitar player's name, Mark Ford. He came from, I think, the Screaming Trees.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And they had another lead guitar player who just wasn't happy in the Black Crowes, and adding, this guy was a step up for Southern Harmony and Companion, or whatever that album is, the second one with Remedy. He's on that album.
Could not remember the Screaming Trees. I'm like, God, I know they had a huge hit, and I couldn't think of what it was.
Yeah, I couldn't remember either, I remembered
them. I think
them.
It's on the single soundtrack. Nearly Lost You.
Oh,
such
yeah.
Such a great song.
Yeah, it is a great song. God, it's a great soundtrack.
Did Cameron Crowe pick out the soundtrack, or did he... Did he hire someone to do it?
He usually is very instrumental in his soundtracks and selecting them. And because he had a couple of movies that did well, his budgets were big enough to get the rights. I mean, that's a big issue. And then people wanted to be on his soundtracks.
Well, his wife's on that soundtrack. I mean, Heart.
Yes.
And I think she has a solo song on there, too, Nancy.
She's got an instrumental, I think, on there. But he got two Pearl Jam songs that are not on Pearl Jam albums that are great songs.
Yeah, because he got to them before they were huge.
Oh, is that it?
Before they really
I thought 10 was out.
They're in the movie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Was it State of Love and Trust?
Yeah.
The Pearl Jam song?
And Breath.
Oh,
two of my favorites. Hey.
State of Love and Trust is one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs, period. I'm going to mention...
I want to hear it now, so I'm going to play it now.
Go ahead, play it.
While you're reading.
I'll talk. I'll mention our friend Luke Nowacki, speaking of State of Love and Trust. If you're in a state of love...
and you need and someone you need to trust.
Yeah, you need someone you can trust with investing who's not going to want to take wild chances and big risks, but rather hopefully set you up your financial future, your 529 for the kids' college, or maybe, you know, those things are beyond your reach. I don't know. Everybody has a different circumstance. Maybe you just need someone to help put you in the right direction so that you're putting something away somewhere for the future. Luke Nowacki, we'd love to help you out with that. Or your 401ks, like Brandon. Call Luke Nowacki. He'd love to have his team work out a plan for you. The consultation's free. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services of the Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and our marketing names, product services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748.
Forgot there's a Cornell solo on here too, Seasons, which is...
Oh, that's a great song.
So good. And one of the Smashing Pumpkins' best songs, Drown. On great. This might be the best soundtrack ever. I'm declaring it the best soundtrack ever.
It's one of my favorites because I love Paul Westerberg, Dyslexic Heart, too. Yeah. Love Paul Westerberg.
I like the Titanic one. No, Dazed and Confused, probably.
That's a great soundtrack.
No, this one's better.
It's a great
put it on Twitter.
Saturday Night Fever.
No, definitely don't put that one on Twitter.
It's the best ever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
It was a big seller. It was absolutely a huge seller.
Won't even be close.
Zeus, put all three on Twitter, and we'll see how much Saturday Night Fever gets versus...
Saturday Night Fever wins it all.
The single soundtrack and Dazed and Confused.
I'm trying to think if we're leaving something out. Should we add The Bodyguard? I'm kidding.
Oh, did you see Whitney Houston? Did you see her holograms going on tour?
How much to go see it? How much to go see it?
I don't know. I didn't bother to look at tickets. I didn't bother to look at the runtime of the show either.
Oh, that's too bad.
This is.
Let's see what it says. A simulated version of the late Whitney Houston is set to hit the road early 2020 on an international trek entitled "An Evening with Whitney," the Whitney Houston hologram tour.
Whitney's hologram.
Dates for the elaborate stage show have been announced. The concert series kicking off in Mexico, going to Europe. Base hologram company responsible for replicating her likeness released the first rendering of her hologram.
I bet she has some crazy ass stage banner they could use.
Crack is whack.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
The picture, the first hologram is like her when the first album was released. That's not the Whitney I remember.
They should do it from the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 25.
In that white tracksuit?
Yep. Whitney best national anthem ever.
It was pre-recorded.
Whitney Houston.
She lied to us.
Best national anthem ever?
I think so.
No. It was recorded, though?
No.
It was a lie?
Hendrix, best national anthem ever.
Come on, man.
Thank you.
Or, no. At the NBA All-Star Game.
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Hey, come on.
Ooh.
Well, Jose Feliciano, if you really
no,
want to
I don't like it. No.
Marvin Gaye's was outstanding.
Whitney's was the best.
Really good.
And the Giants won.
Oh, no, the other good one is Johnny Gill had a great one at the Tyson.
That was something else.
I did like Johnny
Gill. That was something else. Our friends and original sponsor, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
I can find it so people know what we're talking about.
They have launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and as exciting as it sounds, during Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for. How about leasing a 19 Jeep Compass Limited for as low as $166 a month, or maybe the Mac Daddy? You can lease the new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month, and they've got one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. And we would not dare get through a Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read without mentioning the Ram trucks. Lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zach has an ass ton of Rams. They got an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And the Hall Financial Hotline, boy, it's been active today already. Has Jeffrey Felix, do you think we'll hear back from him?
Yeah,
I know you told him not to call for an hour.
Yeah. I know there's 9 more minutes till an hour's up from when I left the message. I've been keeping track.
Glad you kept track.
I think he'll call back.
Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of our show, our network, everything. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Oh, and he sent me some new copy. I just realized. I didn't send that to you.
Man, you hurt your wrist, your fist a couple times.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons to use Hall right now, so let's see what they are.
By the way, I found Chrissy Teigen's picture that's been in an uproar on Instagram.
Wait, what's...
What now?
What is the uproar?
From that foul mouth.
I'm reading it here from the Globe, and I went and tracked it down on Instagram. Find it for you.
Which picture is it?
There she is. Standing in the store with no bra.
Oh.
People are killing her. Women are killing her.
I don't
get a bra, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's a new... Is that a new picture?
No,
yeah, I think that's a couple weeks old.
Yeah, but I'm reading it in the Globe.
Oh,
here.
I see. Oh, man's doing show prep during the show.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Sure, you can see a little nipple, but whatever.
Well, you know,
because she's not wearing a bra, so
I think there's people
sloppy.
That just like to beat the hell out of Chrissy Teigen any chance they get.
For it.
And it's kind of a saggy look. I'll say it.
It was the Tyson fight where Johnny Gill got crazy, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But I can only find him singing in L.A., like for a Laker game. Presumably doing it crazy again. Really slow.
I like Johnny.
It's a pretty long anthem.
I remember Rob looped that, didn't he?
Yes.
Never hire Johnny Gill to sing the anthem.
Slow down.
Better than Carl Lewis.
I love his outfit too. He's got a like a white and black polka dotted jacket with no shirt underneath it.
And a nice chain.
Bring it on home, Johnny.
He's got quite a presence. Always.
Come on, Bonnie, you can do it.
Hey. It's not even showboating on this for him.
No.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
It's ridiculous.
Not bad.
You have to consider that now.
Okay, so I was saying lower payments, better options, more personal attention from Hall Financial. And two important points. The Fed is meeting, and rates could rise or go down. It just depends on what happens and how the market interprets it. Last week was a big move up for rates. So for people that think they will just stay low forever, last week might have been a wake-up call. It's one of the worst weeks for mortgage interest rates in years. They're still very low, however. So this may get a lot of people off the fence to make sure you lock in a good rate, whether you're buying your first home, buying your dream home, or you're refinancing. And a lot of people put this off because they go, rates are so low. Well, it might be one of those things where you want to make sure you do it before it's too late. So call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or you can click the link on our website, fill out the online form, they'll get back to you, or you can go to drewandmike.hallfg for Hall Financial. They do it fast. 19-day average, industry average, 44 days to get a refi and save you money. Found money from Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 146-7435.
The early results of the Out of Context show poll, which is the better movie soundtrack. Dazed and Confused is winning 63%.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Singles is Singles second?
Singles is third.
What?
Behind Saturday Night Fever.
People don't know. People don't know. Oh, is that Jeffrey Felix?
Staying alive, staying alive.
Is it Jeffrey?
It was not Jeffrey. It was a robocall.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Sorry.
He is busy guarding the juice at all times and probably working on the Area 51 thing, too. you know what we need to do at some point? Maybe we'll do this. We'll wait for Jeffrey Felix for a little bit. But there's new Cops.
And, oh, really? Did you watch it already?
Yes.
Worth guessing?
I thought there were two pretty interesting pieces on Cops. The first one was not so good. It's queued up.
Oh, great.
But hang on, because...
so excited.
First, God, there were a couple sports things. We're not a sports podcast, but of course...
It's a new Epstein story, too.
God, there's been so many Epstein stories. There were two you gave me the other day, and I read them. I was like, wow, I didn't even know about this, and I've been following everything.
There's an Antonio Brown update, too.
What's the Epstein story?
A victim of Jeffrey Epstein has told how she tried to escape through shark-infested waters in a bid to get away from Pedophile Island. She swam from Pedophile Island.
What?
Sarah Ransom, born in South Africa, said she was raped three times a day while she was there. After being lured to the disgraced billionaire's island in Little St. James in the Caribbean, she spent 5 months being abused before jumping on a quad bike to flee. What's a quad bike?
Is that a bike that you can...
Four-wheeler?
It's a four-wheeler.
Well, then why not call it a four-wheeler?
I know.
Here's the thing,
like saying biped.
At Pedophile Island, that's what they're called.
I know it's shark-infested waters, but...
That's it? That's all as far as she had to go? I could swim that.
I could. I don't know. Because of the current, it might be.
You swim outward.
Tricky.
You swim outward and let the current take you.
The problem is, that just takes her to another island that she has to try to get before she can reach like the big land.
The story's just nuts. What's the AB news?
Well, let me finish. According to her, she did not get far after trying to escape and was quickly brought back by a team in boats working for Jeffrey Epstein.
Mother bleeper.
So people in boats guarding, Pedophile Island. She said, quote, I'd been raped three times a day. A shark would have been my best friend at that point. I don't even think about it. Just wanted to get away. There were some days I was raped three times a day. And then he would rape other women. The thing is, she was 22, which doesn't really fit his M.O. I mean, granted, she was kidnapped, so that's a totally different, set of circumstances. Said the young woman who approached her in a club told her Epstein could, quote, help her achieve her dreams and took her to the movies. So he had someone else kind of recruit her in. She added, the woman found out everything about me very quickly. I was so broken. I was an open book. It was like, there's this amazing guy, a philanthropist, this wealthy guy. He's amazing. He's helped me so much. He can help you achieve your dreams. He was so charming and charismatic. We just went to the movies. I was 22. I really didn't understand. A couple of days later, she received an invitation to the island on Epstein's private jet. After being told she was banned from drinking and smoking. Remember what a big teetotaler he is?
Oh, God. I know. I love the way he's so judgmental.
I know. During the duration of the
flight. Except when it comes to underage sex.
While on the flight on, this would be, what, Lolita Express.
Yeah, Lolita
Express. I'd fallen asleep. But I'm a complete insomniac on planes, and they started having full-on hardcore sex on the bed. One of the girls and Jeffrey, there was no privacy. They did in front of everyone. From the time I got on the island, that's when the abuse began. So, yeah, great guy, huh?
Oh, boy. It never ends.
Yeah, poor girl.
He says his life is ruined now, right? Did you see that quote
dead.
From him the other day? I mean, what he was saying?
What?
When they were going through all of this, he was like saying he couldn't do anything anymore. You know,
he's
ruined.
He's already been a jailed pedophile. I mean, it's just. Added to the, who got this?
What do you think really would have happened to him if he did make it through and got to the
life
got
in
to
prison?
Court?
Life in prison.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How long do you think it would have lasted the whole
the case?
Yeah, the whole case.
They could have dragged it out because there were so many things they could object to.
His attorneys love being paid.
I mean, he's
so
got
they
so
put up
much
a
money.
Vigorous
do you,
defense.
Do you think there was a chance he could have gotten away with
it? No. He was, by the way, when he was in jail before he committed suicide, he was meeting with his lawyers 12 hours a day, and they said that, you know, first of all, he was eating up all the time in one of the two conference rooms, and people were like, can we get in there too? And so, oh, they're meeting for quite a while today. And it was suggested that he just wanted to be
around
with
people.
These people, you know, as opposed to being in a cell. So he would pay them these exorbitant fees. I mean, the whole thing is just so disgusting.
And one was that girl who was young and brought on to El Chapo's defense team.
Oh, that's right.
He liked her, so he had her stay. God. So he had a woman to talk to.
El Chapo?
All right. So, you know, there was other breaking news. Cokie Roberts died, the longtime commentator. Yeah, she was good. She was good. She's good at what she did.
Does that complete the death triangle?
Yes, she is with Rick Ocasek and Eddie Money, so she'll be enjoying a lot of music.
Mm. Good for Cokie.
Gone too soon. Too soon. Gone too soon.
That is young. They all died in their 70s. Yeah,
Cokie was 75.
70, 75,
she had
75.
Cancer. She'd been fighting cancer for a while, apparently.
She was a staple on WJR back in the day. Back in the day when I was on JR. Yeah, they'd always.
She was on JR?
Yeah, they'd have her on a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean with the JP, in the JP days?
Paul W. would have her on quite a bit.
Easy booking.
Yeah.
I thought more of her before I found that out.
Sorry, man.
I know. Nice eulogy.
Great song.
What's the AB news?
Oh, remember
the asshole?
Remember in the story they had the unnamed NFL player in the lawsuit?
Yeah, that's his cousin, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of been revealed now. That was really the breaking news.
Who's his cousin?
Marquise Brown.
Oh, okay.
He's a rookie running back, right?
Receiver for the Ravens.
You think you are AB?
AB. Where's the doctor?
Oh, he's a receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there when the artist was there. What isn't that, or was it the other?
No,
girl?
He was there
when
the
trainer
allegedly
was there.
Raped Brittany Taylor.
Yeah,
how do you think her meeting with the NFL went?
I have
They're
no
such
idea.
Good investigators.
I can't even.
I think she'd get
fathom.
Unfortunately, she'd probably get creamed in court.
Well, she's not even. They said Pittsburgh is looking into the case, but
it's all the other crap he did, like stiffing people, like $33,000 to a chef.
Well, the Sports Illustrated article was not good for him.
No.
Not to mention four calls to 911 from females. Mm-hmm. One baby mama had one, and the other one had three. So I don't, you know.
You can go back to the original, him throwing furniture out of his freaking window, almost killing a kid.
14. I didn't realize it was 14 stories, by the way. I mean. How
can we stop there?
I'm not sure how he's never really been in trouble, has he?
No.
But that goes to show.
Legal trouble? No.
When you are a superstar player, people won't testify against you. People are less likely to file charges. And
he loves calling us whiteys crackers. That's for sure.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Are you offended?
I'm not offended, but that's what he.
I'm offended you called us whiteys.
I think he intends.
Hey, I'm tan. I'm beige.
I think he intends it as a racial slur, though, based on the way he said it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
He
so
was accused, not charged.
I guess that's okay for him to do that. I don't know why it's okay.
I guess if Ben Roethlisberger would have used the N word,
because white people don't care about me,
it would have been okay too, right?
You know, I don't really care if he called me a cracker. I could really give a shit, but
it doesn't have the same historical meanings.
No, it doesn't, but if people are going to be so adamant that if anyone says one word that they have to be canceled for life, then it seems to me there should be a little more judicious use of racial slurs by everyone. I mean, isn't it just a good idea? He's also calling his boss a cracker, and he's calling his motherfucking crackers.
How about
and
the girls in his place? He's calling them, you know, the bitches are upstairs and stuff. I mean, I feel like I'm watching Ballers. You ever see Ballers on HBO, The Rock show?
I think this guy is so far gone to expect him to have show respect for anyone.
Vitale is all over his shit.
Dick Vitale?
Yeah, all over his stuff.
He's not even a football guy.
Read some of his tweets.
No, thanks.
Okay. Okay.
Dick Vitale.
Pull him up.
I will.
I don't know why Dick. That's
you got to read in a Vitale voice.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever heard
Dick. Antonio Brown is a clown, baby!
Has Dick Vitale ever popped off before? I'm not really aware of him doing
that. No, he hasn't. That's why I...
Here's one from him recently, yeah. If Colin Kaepernick wants a job back in the NFL and is ready to play, that's the time right now to happen, baby! With all the quarterback problems raised and they're looking for new quarterbacks, the opportunity is now!
What a hot take.
If it doesn't happen soon for Colin, it'll never happen!
No one ever mentions Colin Kaepernick when a quarterback gets injured. It's so frustrating as a fan.
And if the time isn't now, it'll never happen. What a great take.
That's good stuff.
Check out my motivational Instagram post of the day, baby.
All right, here's what he said.
Here's the best response to Vitale tweeting about Antonio Brown.
Stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know.
Oh, shut up.
Juice.
Antonio Brown should not play Sunday. The Patriots would be smart to hold him out till the NFL has a chance to speak with the accuser of sexual abuse in Brown. I realize innocent till proven guilty. Brown one day will learn that the NFL is bigger than him. Let's see what else he
will. I don't think he will learn. I don't think so either.
I think when he starts
Patriots
running.
Should not play ABB. Let the investigations. Let him get investigated.
By the NFL, they're investigating. Whatever.
When he slows down, there will be no tolerance for any of this behavior.
The NFL is not going to get in the business of suspending players based on civil lawsuits and acting like assholes, because unfortunately acting like an asshole is totally legal, and they don't want to suspend half their league.
Except he's accused of sexually abusing two women and also assaulting two other women.
Yep. But as Juice says, just civilly, not criminally.
Dickie V said he lost a lot of his, what's for the Patriots?
His following?
His respect. His respect.
Yeah, right here he says, at a presser for the Patriots, we will hear Pat say great things about Antonio Brown. Sure, he's caught multiple passes and touchdowns, but if the Pats had balls, he would not and should not be playing, baby.
Someone else would have signed him. And they didn't
pathetic.
Say...
Pathetic.
They like Dickie V stepping
respect
up.
For Pats went south, baby.
They didn't say anything about him being a great guy at the press conference. They didn't say anything.
Since they've signed him, though, we've got two sexual assaults that have come out.
Yep.
Also, the 911 calls that I never even heard about. Yep. We knew he threw furniture
that
at
fart.
A 22-month-old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
an asshole.
The equation
is becoming an awfully
long equation of horrific behavior. And personally, I don't know. I wouldn't want him in my league.
If you were the NFL, you would suspend him just based on horrific behavior?
First of all, I wouldn't sign him. And second of all, his behavior is so over the top, and there's so many people who say it, and he says none of it happened.
Drew, if you were a team and you don't want him, I have no problem with that. But for the league, I just find that really, I think it's pretty weak.
Well,
if the league is going to suspend players based on shitty behavior.
It's not just shitty behavior. It's sexual assault, and it's also domestic assault.
That's right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. How many people do you need to say allegedly? It's like Bill Cosby. I mean, you can say Bill Cosby's never been, was never
How many million? What's he
too.
Worth, Brandon?
I understand.
Antonio Brown.
But he's a powerful guy that makes a lot of money, and these people have such a huge advantage over
million?
All the people they abuse.
Yep.
Apparently, I think that the internet claims it's $30 million, but he just
he's made over $70 million in his career.
He can't pay the chef $30,000.
He
can't pay the girl.
Yeah,
he's also
a criminal. He stiffs people left and right. Yeah. That is also a crime. How many fucking crimes does this guy have to commit before somebody says, you know, this is too many things? Not to mention threatening to assault the GM of the Oakland Raiders and calling him a cracker, calling all these people in Hawaii crackers. I don't know. To me, he's unconscionable. He's so over the top. It's not even close.
They gotta suspend him. And by the way,
it's not hard to stiff
a
trainer.
For a bunch of guys being suspended.
I don't know anyone who behaves as badly as Antonio Brown. I don't know anyone in any sport who has that many things they have done.
They should make an example of him.
Just his time with the Raiders to me was unconscionable.
It's terrible, and it was on TV.
I mean, that's just one small segment of his behavior. I don't know anyone. I cannot think of anyone who has behaved as badly as Antonio Brown.
You know how exhausting it will be if they suspend him?
Let them suspend him.
I don't really
him.
Care.
Let them suspend 20 guys. I don't give a shit. Let them suspend him.
It's not going to exhaust me because I think he's
it will solve nothing.
He's such
the only way to get to a guy like
total,
that is take his money away.
It'll solve, but they won't take his money away. He'll be put on the commissioner exemption list.
No, the money has
he still
to
get paid.
The money's got to go.
Well. I don't know. If the NFL wants him in the league, then that's fine. I mean, that's up to them. They got to make
that
decision.
I'm sure they don't.
I'm sure it's
a
real
tough spot.
Yeah, they are. But remember, they have to deal
with a very powerful union.
Well, that's fine. If the union wants to die on the Antonio Brown hill, the union can do that. That's fine. Doesn't bother me at all. I could give a shit, honestly. I think this guy is the worst person in all of sports. And I can't think. Can you think of anyone as bad? I can't.
I mean, Michael Vick even came back from it, from what he did. Michael Vick, at that point.
You can't think of anyone.
Michael Vick went to prison.
Yeah, but he was the worst.
You can't think of anyone?
Well, compared to Antonio Brown? Oh, no, I don't mean actively playing right now. I mean, Kareem Hunt's a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott seems like an asshole, but I don't think they pale in comparison to this guy. Yeah. Anyone in any sport as bad as this guy?
Hopefully we'll do an expose on Kareem Hunt and all the other stuff he's done.
I don't really know that much stuff that he's done other than he beats people up.
Who's the one that beats his son?
It's him. Oh, no, it's Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Who knows what the hell he does?
Yeah. We just know all the Antonio stuff because he's a goddamn clown.
There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of bad ones.
When you don't pay people, I guess what it is, he's so powerful. He has so much money. Anybody, you know, all these people that he stiffs are little people. They're trainers, they're chefs, they're nutritionists.
The blue-collar
people.
So it's
easy to screw people like that. They don't have the resources to take him to court, so it's easy for him to just screw people over and over. And now there's some lawsuits, and maybe he'll be taken to task, but you watch. His attorneys will just arrange some payment and make it go away. What's that?
What are you looking at, Brandon? You going to St. Lucian?
That pedophile
island?
Close that window pretty quick.
Are you trying to get the pedophile island again?
What the hell's going on here?
He was originally looking at how you went. I could see you were trying to think if you escaped from pedophile island, how long it would take you to get to the airport, right?
Yes, that's what I was envisioning.
But I don't know how you ended at hotels in St. Lucian.
I don't know either.
Sounds like there's a vacation coming up.
That was in Mexico I was looking. I don't know why.
You swam all the way to Mexico?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
On your escape from pedophile island? No,
don't
apologize.
Every time I get on Google Earth, I'm
with you. It's actually kind of fun watching you do it.
It's like baseball reference for Drew. I just get sucked in.
Hey, I got a baseball reference question, Drew. I was going to ask you off the air, but I'll ask you on the air.
The best website out there.
Why? We were going through because I was watching Trump give Mariano Rivera the Medal of Freedom or whatever, for whatever reason.
Do you have the audio still? The audio was
pretty funny. 15 minutes. Oh, the one
part. Get him in uniform. Just sign him up.
It was part of it. I can pull it up.
The part about his ERA, which he didn't seem to understand what earned run average is exactly.
Or the part where Mariano Rivera started in the minors in 1955. Didn't make any sense.
But what I was going to say is, so I started looking up Guillermo Hernandez.
Oh, yeah. 84 Cy Young Award winner.
And MVP. How did he win MVP? How did a closer win MVP and Cy Young? And why isn't there more amazement at that, I guess? I don't know.
You know, because I think a Tiger had to win. And they had a lot of guys that had good years. Morris won 18 games, I think, or 19 games.
But why did a Tiger have to win?
Because they won 35 out of the first 40 games. They won the regular season. They were never even challenged. So I'm trying to think who else had a great 84.
I guess Quisenberry came in second, if I can remember.
But you know, Gibby and Parrish, and I mean, Gibby was like a 27 homer, 95 RBI guy. I mean, they all had good years, but they weren't like MVP years.
They were a true
in particular.
Team. True
and Hernandez had it. I mean,
his stats were
phenomenal.
It just seems
and he had
weird.
Those were longer save days too. People would actually finish a game and pitch 3 1/3.
Losses used to go like 4 innings.
He did end up with a 9-3 record, a 1.92 ERA, and a WHIP of .94.
How many saves did he have?
He only had 32. That's not a ton.
But the save rules were more difficult then. I don't think they had made the save rules liberal. As liberal as they are now, had they?
I'm not sure.
I think it might have been around that time.
There's some rules I still don't understand.
A few months later, in August 1990, Mariano threw his first no-hitter. That year, he had an average ERA of .17. So that doesn't
mean in the minors.
One. That means like 117.
He was a starter.
Of one.
Are you done talking about it? Can we play the audio?
There'll be an average ERA. And came back to America a few months later in August 1990. Mariano threw his first no-hitter. That year, he had an average ERA of .17. So that doesn't mean one. That means like 1/17th of one. That's
no,
not
no,
a lot
to do. 1/17/100.
Well, I guess you score no runs.
You could have went 0.17.
Boy, oh boy. In 52 innings,
I love average
he had
ERA,
17.
Too.
No, someone wrote that for him.
Is earned run average.
Some idiot wrote that.
But Willie didn't even have the most saves that year. He didn't even have the second most saves that year.
It makes no sense.
I don't get it. I don't know.
That was a great year. And they won the title.
Go ahead and take it away from Brandon.
I'm not taking it away.
I'm trying to think. Wait, they played Kansas City in postseason, right, in 84?
Yep.
Did George Brett have a huge year that year?
No. Not that I see.
Well, let me look.
When did he Quisenberry, Willie Wilson had a good year.
You know who had a good year is Tony Armas.
But he only had 268.
I don't care. He led the league in every other category.
Brandon had him on his fantasy team.
Should have been Kent Herbick.
Wasn't even born.
Kent Herbick. He's a great player for a while.
I used to love him. Him and Gary Gaetti.
Remember the baggie out in Minnesota, the baggie wall?
Yeah.
The Metrodome.
What a dump of a stadium.
Not a sports podcast, but...
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up, it's oh, and it's not a sports podcast.
That was fun while it lasted.
Let me ask you something about the GM strike. Because I saw this Facebook post, and it's about how much money Mary Barra makes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that translate to... Workers have to be paid more because
unfortunately, no.
I mean, no, it doesn't seem to. But this seems to be something that always comes up in these debates.
It's a bad look, but compare it to what other executives make. That's how she should be compared.
And I got, you know.
Nobody understands it.
It's funny because I had a feeling this would happen. I got a shitty email from somebody who's in the union. And first of all, I wasn't even pounding on the union, but it was one of those.
The union.
It was kind of like the. It was kind of like the Rup Raj thing, like, do your homework. And I, first of all, when I brought the subject up, I said, how do you think the public will respond? Will they support the union or will they support GM? And I brought up a couple points, but, you know, naturally they want to be into the weeds on what exactly is being asked. And most people will not get in the weeds, and that's why I asked the question.
I certainly won't. I certainly won't because it's way over my head.
Well, frankly... when there's a strike with one of the big three, they tend to want to get everyone worked up over what's going on with those workers because it is a large group of workers. But then most of the people that do that kind of work usually don't have anything approaching those benefits. So it's sort of – but I root for people. I'm not against people getting great benefits. If you can still get good benefits, God bless you.
Well,
it's just that most people don't have them. So anyway, we went back and forth a few times on email, and in the end I think you said –
Who won?
Well, nobody won.
No.
I'm not going to declare Ed the winner. But Ed said, just because we have something and somebody else doesn't mean we shouldn't have it. And I understand what you're saying.
Fair argument.
Yeah. And I guess the feeling is that GM is going after health care because the workers don't pay. I don't know what they pay for health care. I'm sure it's less than most people pay. And again, that's not – I mean, government workers have great health care plans too. Generally, they do.
Teachers do, but you know, they start to pay for it.
It's just that when you're trying to get I haven't seen as much of – GM trying to whip up people against the workers. I mean, usually that's how it would go. You'd have two sides, one really trying to paint the other side as being
well. Isn't
you know,
now the
horrible.
Perfect time to strike because the economy is booming?
Probably is. Yeah.
And this could save the two plants, the Hamtramck and the Lordstown plant.
Well, I'm all for the things that the union's talking about. As far as health care, though, I mean that is an area that brings companies down. Is by having these benefits that are out of line, and you're paying more than, you know, maybe most people are. However, on the union side of things, corporations received a huge tax cut last year.
True.
So companies, generally speaking, are making a lot more money, and the hope was that they would pass some of it along. So, you know, it's I think this is an interesting strike, honestly, because I think I think both sides could make cases for not caving in, but
not giving in.
Well, not to mention
not giving in.
Not to mention the UAW issue with Fiat and the whole.
Well, yeah, the UAW with all these scumbags running it, and which has nothing to do with the workers. If anything,
they
gave up stuff that the workers should have had because they were getting blown by they were getting these. they were stealing. So they were giving in.
Where's Jimmy Hoffa?
Maybe they shouldn't have.
Dead.
Jimmy Hoffa? I don't know where Jimmy Hoffa is.
He's in a new movie.
Can't wait for
that Irishman.
Movie. Cannot wait.
Should we go to Cops? I guess we might as well do that. Since
Oh, wow, that's something we can understand.
It sounds like Jeffrey Felix is so busy guarding the Jews.
You should probably lob another call into him.
Well, maybe we'll do that after Cops. This, I thought, was this is an interesting one. It's an older gentleman getting pulled over. He's got two of his contemporaries. No, that's not.
You said you had a queued up.
I did have a queued up. I didn't have it on tape.
Oh, about 15.
Wait, I had it like 14. I had it like 12 minutes in.
It's 23.
Go back to 12.
You lied to me.
Wait, have you seen this?
Is this the new episode?
Have you seen this too, Tom?
Well, I watched a little of it. I wasn't paying attention. I was on my phone.
That's a big lie. That's a huge lie.
You're going to try and nail all the answers because I've seen it. You're like that person that watched Jeopardy at 7. But my dad did that once to my mom.
That's great.
I'll never forget this. It was because our van, we had one of those vans that had a TV in it with an antenna.
Yeah.
So we watched like Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. I can't remember which one. On the Toledo station because it was a half hour early. Then went home and got all the answers right.
Awesome, Al.
I don't know if my mom ever knew. Like he had this epiphany. All of a sudden, he's really smart.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Didn't you see me pause this right at
I did.
So what?
I did.
Who ruined my pause?
Maybe Layla.
The hell's going on? Layla?
The deputy here is to try to make this area
where's he at? Florida?
The best place it can possibly be at to raise a family.
The last one's in Florida.
My partner over here just did a traffic stop on a vehicle for no tag light, I believe. So we're going to see if he needs any help.
No tag light. That sucks.
Tag light. It's, no tag light's right a bad sign.
Hello. Does this roll down? And since that rain, everything's fine. They said our tail lights was out the other night.
Really?
Now he's saying the tag light's out.
He just got pulled over
last
night.
But at least water's been getting.
Really? You got pulled over last night?
It's a pretty sweet car.
What's your name?
Deanne. Deanne. Ratted him out.
Deanne?
Prostitute.
Y'all's car is very smoky.
Oh. How do y'all know each other?
That's my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend. Okay.
He's just dropping us
wait,
out.
Wait, pause for a second. Right. Okay, we've got a guy that looks to be like 70.
Yeah.
His girlfriend.
In the biggest piece of shit car I've ever seen.
It's like saran wrapped.
Yeah.
The back window is like saran wrapped.
He didn't want any rain to get in there. It's a little extra you know,
no,
comfort.
Drizzle outside and everything stops working on the car.
The funny part is later on you're going to find out this is not his car, and you're going to be amazed at whose car it is.
Oh, okay.
And
then, well, that's a that's a tease.
Isn't his girlfriend like 45 years younger than him?
Yeah, no. Come on,
she's
guys.
She's not bad looking.
What are you younger?
Tag lights.
He just got
she's a lot younger.
In the back seat.
He's like 70.
In the back seat, there's a young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his girlfriend.
I thought he was saying it was the driver's girlfriend.
Yeah,
I thought I said it was his girlfriend.
Really?
Maz, you didn't point out.
What's your name?
Maz, you didn't even point out his Jaguar wear.
I did. Well, I was going to get to it.
Oh, okay.
Right? I was going to get to it. That's the first
thing. Well, they show you could see the logo.
Oh, yeah.
This is what excited Maz the most.
This guy's
a huge Jags fan.
Yeah, he also has
a kid in the back.
He's got too much stuff on his rearview mirror.
I know. That's an easy pull.
You should get a ticket for that.
Come here real quick. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Hello. Does this roll down? And since that rain, everything's bumped.
They said the paint's all stripped, too.
Really? Now he's saying tag lights out.
He just got pulled over
last
night.
But at least water's
car's turning on him.
Wait, he got pulled over last night?
Yeah, and his girlfriend ratted him out.
He keeps getting pulled over, and this is stupid. I hate getting pulled over for the light on your license plate going out.
Fix it. Don't drive at night.
He got pulled over last night. Can he Uber it for one day till he fixes the light?
Oh, he's also handicapped.
Allegedly.
He's got a handicap parking pass. Not a permanent one, a temporary one.
I'm not buying the handicap pass.
Not really either.
What's your name?
It's probably good parking at the stadium.
Deanne? Yes, okay.
Sir. She's way younger than him.
Oh. How do y'all know each other?
That's my girlfriend.
Waving a
that's
fart?
Your girlfriend. Okay.
The guy in the back.
He said it was smoky.
All right. Just hang tight for me, okay?
It's the guy in the back.
Okay.
Okay, the old guy's getting
what's
out.
Your name, big man?
Steven.
So here's the deal, man. Is there anything in there we need to know about, man?
No, I know.
Okay, so there is.
I'm honest.
Nothing.
As far as
would you mind if me and my officer went
car,
through
Brandon?
There just to make sure there's nothing in there we need to worry about?
Is anything in the car?
Of course there's something in the car.
Okay, it's got
to
be.
He's awfully old to be partying,
is it just going to be weed? It's got to be something more than weed, hopefully.
Is he going to know how it got in the car, whatever they find?
Jesus.
That's the next question.
I think that the
sorry, I was just derailed by Brandon's
part. I love the part where. But and by the way, do you think the people in the car will have his back?
No, they're going to throw him under the bus immediately.
Throw him under the bus by saying he got pulled over last night.
Well, just go ahead.
Guns, weapons, dead bodies.
Once
again,
very
like
strong part on the officer.
Good to go.
Hair. Look at that part.
Okay, man. Just hang tight right here, okay, man.
Yes.
Here she comes. She's going to spill it.
She's saying something about he had stuff before.
What a narc.
You already talked to her about pull her back here and get her away from these two?
Yeah.
But she was telling somebody on the phone that he had stuff in her earlier, some blunts and stuff, and some white powder that he may have dropped in there.
Okay.
So I'll ask her. These two.
Yeah, I'll get her.
Donald Sutherland. Right, Kiefer's dead?
He got arrested last night for some paraphernalia.
Donald Sutherland.
Well, hopefully she just spills it all on the phone.
That, talking about the older gentleman?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll get her right now. Deanne, when you were on the phone, we could kind of hear you talking about some white powder or something that he might have dropped or something like that.
Whenever we got stopped, he slung something, but I don't know what it was. It was like, I heard it like hit like sand.
Okay.
But
where did he sling that at?
It was just, he slung it like upwards, so I don't know, it might have went on the dashboard.
Like throwing it out the window or threw it like in the car somewhere?
Like, it wasn't enough to see anything, so like up in the air like dust.
Okay.
I don't think it was cold because
that's pretty dumb.
So you heard pieces of it hitting?
So you could find the pieces later.
It was just like, whenever you take pop rocks and throw it on the floor, I meant like the little thing that you tap.
It's cracked. Okay.
It was something crushed up.
Have you ever seen him use any other type of narcotics, like cocaine, crack, heroin?
He is a user.
And listen, this is why.
Because last night, whenever they found the bag on him, I don't know why the guy was so lenient.
Okay.
He found a bag of weed on him.
Okay.
My God, don't give her a ride ever again.
Okay. When's the last time you saw him actually smoke crack?
Ooh.
Like recently?
At his house about 3 days ago.
Okay. All right, just hang tight.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks for the ride.
You can go step back over there. Here, just come on me, okay?
It's taking care of number one.
Did you guys find anything here at all? While y'all were searching,
we tested a couple of the other pieces on it.
Okay,
and it tested positive for crack.
All right,
we also had the two bloods that he had with marijuana inside.
All right,
both those tested positive, and we still got to wait real quick. So.
Crack is whack.
Okay, so where out on the floorboard was that stuff found at?
So, where do you see the third guy in the car?
Yeah, wait to see the interior of this car.
All on the driver's
good
side.
Seats.
Yeah.
You can tell the pieces are breaking apart pretty easy.
Ugh. Yeah. Did you weigh it at all?
Not yet.
Okay. Hey, Sean, what do you know about this dude? Is he using any type of narcotics, anything like that you know
of? The kid in the back.
You ever seen him smoke crack?
About like a week ago.
1 week
nice
ago?
Teeth.
Not like 2 days ago.
He's missing major teeth. He's like
today.
25.
A week ago? 7 days?
Around there.
Around there? Okay. Yeah. And you actually saw him do it? Okay.
See that Jaguars coat?
How could
the NFL allow that?
Thanks for being straight up with me, okay?
Thanks for having us back.
Hey, are they good to get their stuff?
Hey, Steve.
They got some stuff in the vehicle that they're going to grab.
Make sure they're on the stuff.
Okay. Yeah, Jimmy will keep an eye on them. You and I need to have a conversation, okay?
That's an expensive Jags jacket he's got, too.
Put your hands behind your back real quick,
how did Roger Goodell allow this?
I'll fill you in on everything that's going on.
Is that a Cadillac he's driving?
It gets an old Cadillac. Yes.
Wow, this is the worst
caddy.
Saran wrap as a window.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's a 78.
Oh, poor Cadillac.
So
bad
are they
for Cadillac.
The other two go right now?
Yeah, and listen to this guy. He's not going to be real happy with the whole development.
They're going to arrest the other two for being narcs?
Hey, they got some stuff in the vehicle that they're going to grab.
Make sure they're all grabbing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and I need to have a conversation, okay?
Okay.
It's a caddy.
I'm going to have you turn around, put your hands behind your back real quick, okay? I'll fill you in on everything.
Do you love
that's
when the interior
on.
Roof of a car is sagging, like the liner? Though,
put your hands
fabric.
Together like you're saying a prayer. It'll be a little bit more comfortable for you. All right, there you go. Hey, Mendez, is your car unlocked?
Yeah, it's certainly inside.
Okay. Hey, we're gonna come around passenger side. Okay.
Oh, that's the headliner. Right.
And watch your head as you sit
look
in here.
That
all right.
Piece of shit.
Here's the deal, okay? You and I talked for a little bit earlier on, right, about what could possibly be in that vehicle. Okay, I'm going to give you one more chance to be 100% honest with me. What's in your vehicle?
Nothing.
Other than the marijuana that you already said was
there
in there.
There shouldn't be nothing else in my car.
Nothing else.
Shouldn't be.
Nothing. That's what you're... That's what.
We're on the Holy Bible.
That's what we're going to end this on.
Because what else could be?
You know, because it's your car and you're riding around with it.
Well, it's my mom's car, too.
His mom's car? This guy's like 100 years old.
I'm still alive.
I know.
What?
A nice carrier taking up mom's car, by the way.
I'm probably not even filled up.
Mom's caddy probably had 10,000 miles when he started driving it 2 years ago. Now it's just the biggest piece of shit. I mean, what a piece of shit car that is. Oh, my God.
Destroy that car 2 years.
Mom lost her license because she's 108, and he starts driving it. It's got like 19 miles, and look what he's done to it.
That's my mom.
I'm sorry.
What all did they find?
Pot.
What else?
In a pipe.
What kind of pipe?
Wood pipe. Just a stick pipe.
A crack what
pipe.
Is that?
I guess, I don't know.
What is it used? What
know.
Is it used for?
Well, most people use it for crack.
Okay, so they found marijuana and they found a crack pipe, or a pipe used to smoke crack with. Mm. Correct?
I guess so.
When we searched your vehicle, we found a bunch of little pieces of stuff that looked like crack.
Mom did it.
Okay? Now, all of them were found on the driver's side floorboard right where you were sitting. If it's yours, just own up to it right now.
It's not mine, sir. Okay? I swear to God.
Probably mine.
All right, well, when we talked to other people that were in the car with you, they said that you threw something up in the car and particles were hitting all over the dashboard.
Is he
going to
be surprised?
All over the vehicle. I have people telling me that they witnessed you actually smoking a pipe with crack inside of it a week ago, up to maybe 5 days ago, and you had a crack pipe on you last night. Listen, man, if you smoke it, you smoke it.
Right,
if you have an addiction, and then it is what it is. You have a little bit of a problem.
Where was your mother?
Okay. Okay.
Said, well, I can't believe it threw me under the bus.
I'm going to let you know what you're being charged with. Possession of marijuana and possession of crack cocaine. Okay?
Wow. I'm on the
poop. He's suspicious.
That's incredible. Brandon.
Jesus.
Do you have to turn? He turned. Both times he did that, he turned the other way.
Ethane's got nothing on you, man.
He waited till the segment was over.
He really doesn't.
No, I didn't. I was looking at the television just like all of you guys.
Kept it during it, too.
By the way, Lauren wrote today and said that the sound that methane makes is the most repulsive sound possibly ever, which it is. But the payoff is even better.
The suspense.
The payoff makes up for it.
Methane knows how to build suspense.
That was an incredible performance.
Man, don't you want to know more about that guy? Like, did someone have to call mom and tell mom to come get her car?
I think they just had mom pick him up at the station and charge him.
What are the
and figured, let mom discipline him.
Richie,
mom,
you did it again.
Do knows best.
Mom had to call a limo to come get him because she can't drive. She doesn't know what Uber is.
There's no way that car ever got picked up. It's still in some impound lot. And it's probably the worst looking car in an impound lot.
The fine is worth more than the car.
All right, this one.
Go home to your mom, darling.
I forgot what this one was, but I think it's worth watching.
Pretty much anything outdoors. Tampa's definitely a beautiful place to live.
Oh, Tampa. Nice.
Young kid.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
He's got the Hyundai. This vehicle has an expired registration. Find out why.
This guy has some really weird things happen to him. You're going to be amazed. Yeah.
You know what I read online? That Tampa has the best titty bars in the nation.
Expired.
I bet this guy's been to a couple.
Up already, he's got a better car than the last one.
Oh, yeah,
he's
got a nice car. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Come on, put your cigarette out for me.
Yes, sir.
I smell weed, let's pull them out.
Come out of the car for me.
Classic move. You get pulled over, you let them smoke.
Car for me. Yes, sir.
Dan, there's blunts right there in the center console.
Oh, man.
Don't reach for anything.
It's just a kid. No. Run.
Hey, stop because your tags expire, man.
Be free.
So I'm just going to detain you for right now.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Take off. Why does he have to be attained?
How much weed you got in the car?
There's no marijuana
in the car, sir.
Huh? There's no
marijuana.
That's
in the
first
lie.
I saw it wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Stay off the weed.
Oh, yeah, I'm just
smoking a cigarette there. Okay.
Anything on
you? No, sir. Okay. Your license is not valid. Suspended.
Boy. Man.
Did you just get done smoking? Be honest.
No, sir.
Because you reek of it, man.
I did.
Is that why you lit up the cigarette?
No, I didn't. But listen, man. I got two jobs. I've been trying to go through all this to get, just to make sure that I could, you know.
Pause it for a second.
Yeah.
I want a forensic accountant to find out if he has two jobs. I'm not sure he has
one. I'm crying.
Yeah, I'm not sure he even has one.
Do you think the crying maneuver is going to work?
It worked with me.
Well,
he suckered me.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling bad for him for a second, but do you think they'll find any, what do you think they'll find as far as drugs? Anything else?
A lot more.
Well, I mean, besides pot, are there going to be more drugs?
Oh, boy, I want to say no unless he's dealing.
Do you think they'll let him go because he's crying, or do you think he's going?
I think they're
going
to throw him in the back.
Yeah, he has to be thrown in the back. He's got expired tags. He's got
black.
He's driving with a suspended license. He's driving
he's young,
smoking
he's black.
At the same time.
He seems
driving while black.
He doesn't have he doesn't have a lot of connection to the truth either.
That's a minor issue.
He tries to tell a few whoppers, which is why I want the forensic accountant to find out what jobs he really has.
He's being very respectful to the officer, other than lying.
You'll see.
Is he ever going to admit to having anything?
No.
Okay.
Man up. Stop crying.
For it.
Okay.
I promise I got 2 jobs. I just got paid. I just deposited money for it. Tomorrow's Friday, so I can go to the DMV to get a lot of it taken care of.
I don't want no tissue.
And I've really been trying hard to get this taken care of.
I don't believe that.
Well, what's that, man?
That's Adderall, sir.
It's Adderall? Is it crushed up?
There's something like that.
Gloves.
Something.
You said it's crushed up Adderall?
Yes, sir. I believe so.
You believe so?
Honestly.
Is it going to test for that, or is it something else?
I have no clue, sir.
Could it be coke?
Do you know what Adderall is, Gene?
You're experimenting? It looks like coke to me. Just be honest with me.
I have no clue, sir. Honestly, it was so stupid. Work at a place with there's so many stupid people, and I found it, and that's why I don't really know what it is.
Okay. He's a hero.
He's testing it right now.
He's gonna turn it in.
Honestly, sir, is it cocaine? I do not know.
You should go. Let me try real quick. I'll let you know.
No clue what it is.
What's the word? What's the verdict?
Before you test it, what is it?
Why are you guys like having fun with this, man?
We're not having fun. Okay, this is my job.
I understand, right? Sir.
And look what color it's.
You gotta have fun in the job.
What is it?
Be honest.
I think it might.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
At this point, does it matter if he says what it is or what it isn't?
Yeah, I think they appreciate the honesty.
Well, I know they appreciate it, but I'm just wondering, does it really matter? I
mean, they're going to know.
They're going to know anyway.
They're going to know.
This is what he's going to say.
Yeah, I'm just rocking this Adderall here. It keeps me focused. Even if it does give me a dry ass mouth and occasional constipation.
I was going to say, the Adderall makes sense because he's got the 2 jobs and he's fighting to get to the DMV.
Yeah. Why doesn't he say that?
So... Yeah, well, I think that's why
I
brought up the Adderall.
Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin?
It takes focus to have 2 jobs.
Yeah.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
I guess I had either cocaine or Adderall, sir.
I mean, Adderall. It's got to be Adderall.
Okay, here's the problem, man. You're driving on a suspended license. Your tag's expired. Okay, your whole car smells like weed. You just got done smoking a blunt. And you have a bag in your wallet.
He's even surprised when you line them all up next to each other.
That's what's wrong.
I understand.
Okay?
But you guys don't have to be rude about it.
We're not being rude. Yeah. Just have a seat in the car. I'll let you know what's going on in a second, okay? Anything else on you I didn't find?
No, sir.
Anything in your underwear or anything?
No, sir.
Okay. This car's been searched. Okay. I'm going to get you back out a little bit. I'm going to check the seat.
I understand, sir.
If I find anything on the seat, you're going to get charged with it.
I understand that. Will I be able to use the restroom,
okay,
sir?
Yeah, give me a second.
Ah! You got to flush something.
So the bag that was in his wallet with the white substance, it is going to be cocaine.
Oh, cocaine, wow.
You can see the blue flakes within the field reagent test, and the blue flakes.
He looks so sleepy for having cocaine. His eyes are almost shut.
Take it. Give me a chance to take it.
I'm going to get my phone away, sir. The whole vehicle
smells
like marijuana.
That's pretty crazy that he came up with Adderall, too.
If you look in all the door here, you have marijuana here. You have marijuana blunts right here.
1, 2, 3.
It says he works at a restaurant, which is... evidently where he...
Oh, a grinder.
Evidently where he got the bag of cocaine from.
Glass pipes.
Oh, he's got a grinder?
Glass pipes.
No, that's a weed grinder.
Come on for me.
Brandon knows what everything is in the car.
How do you know it's a weed grinder?
I've seen ones like that. It collects keef on the bottom.
Tons of roaches everywhere in that car. You got 3 grinders in the car.
Those are tobacco, and it was just bad time. It was just bad timing.
Listen to me. They're not tobacco. That's all weed.
Nice try.
It's your car,
X-Prize.
Right?
Yeah, grinders. All the blunts in there.
Put them
like
in there.
6 in the center console. I mean, driving around smoking weed, that's not safe, don't you think? Yeah, this is definitely letting me know I need to change it. Reevaluate things in life? Yeah, for sure.
Come on, run.
Thank you, guys. Driving high, I mean, I'm definitely not high. I'm saying, but obviously you have been, because there's 5, 6, 7 blunts and just in the center console alone.
How long ago did you
smoke? Like I said, it was like 2 or 3 hours ago, a long time ago.
2 or 3 hours ago you smoked?
A long time ago, way before I was driving. I wouldn't do that.
He carried the smell with him into the car.
And what did I find in your wallet, man?
Like I said,
could be.
His eyes are pretty white.
I was just walking in, I found it, and that's why I said I didn't really know what it was.
Start to believe him.
Let's be honest. People don't drop bags of cocaine on the ground. Okay. So I'm not buying the story about you picking it up off the ground.
I just don't want to believe
it. I want you to be honest with me. Man to man. Be honest with me.
Where'd you get it from?
Like I said, I'm being honest. I found it. Like,
so how do you think you can better yourself after this?
Stop smoking weed.
And? Stop having cocaine.
Don't
in
pick
your
up wall. Off the ground.
Right.
Don't be
and get your license fixed. Get your car registration fixed.
Because guess what? If your tag was good, all right?
I know.
You had your license was good, guess what? We wouldn't even be talking right now.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Steal with his car stuff.
Well, that sucks.
All right. I'll let you know your charges.
I'm surprised people are so sloppy about having shit in their car like that.
Yeah.
Especially with really a suspended license.
Because I did it. Yeah.
All right. Possession of cocaine, possession of marijuana, less than 20 grams. Okay. Drug paraphernalia for all the grinders, the blunts, the pipe, and driving on a suspended license.
Going to the can?
You can always fix it. It's right or wrong.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh, well.
That didn't work out so well. No sign of Felix, huh? You want to try Felix again?
Yeah.
I got some soft rock as well.
Oh. Try Felix and see if he answers. And if not, we'll just go into soft rock.
Lions cut C.J. Anderson.
It's not a sports podcast.
Sorry.
Figured I'd just get it. Cut. I'm surprised they cut him, though.
Yeah. I signed Paul Perkins instead.
Shit. Still not a sports podcast.
I know. Just figured I'll let you know.
See Larry King's wife broke her silence.
Hello.
Did you hear what she said, too?
I just heard she was hurting.
Chance and Cannon were two kids' stupid names.
I don't remember.
Encouraged Larry to file for divorce.
Oh, he sent us right to voicemail.
Because then he'll leave the money to them.
Because she was trying to grab some of the land, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they're like, Dad, you got to divorce her. But she was trying to grab land that he has in his will for them.
Well, I feel bad for her because she's been letting that gross, red-faced old man huff and puff on top of her for the last 25 years.
She got a lot out of it. Come on.
I know, but this is the big ending where she gets all his money, and now she doesn't get that. So I can see where she's hurting.
The last laugh.
By the way, someone called in and said, now this was just for someone, that they saw you with Terry Hatcher.
Ridiculous.
Hello.
No, Larry.
Couldn't happen to him.
All right, let's check this week in soft rock.
All right.
As Matt and Tom met in the town of Taylor.
Yes, sir.
In their bunker there.
How about poor Mac? It's his car stolen.
Wait, what? I saw that. I saw the tweet. Yeah. Where is his car stolen from?
I'm not sure where it was stolen, but it is stolen.
Well, really? He sounded so bummed. I thought, is his car uninsured?
You know, there could be a chance that it might have lapsed.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Yeah. Man. Where was it stolen? Like,
I'm not sure where.
Well, that must have been.
It's
a rough...
not been found yet.
Wait, you didn't bother asking him?
Did you have to give him a ride to the Taylor bunker?
Like from his house?
No, he got a bus ride there.
Oh, he did. He took the bus.
Out of his driveway.
Should have given him a ride.
Didn't pick him up.
I would have, but he didn't call in time. I just figured I'd need him there.
Are you guys just not able to ride anywhere else but Taylor for some reason? It's really weird.
I love the lack of interest in him getting his car stolen when you met with him, too. Didn't bother asking where he was.
No.
I didn't want him to hurt anymore. He was really hurting.
Oh, yeah,
seemed like Matt's getting a lot of sympathy.
I'm hurting.
Maybe if he could tell his story to a supportive person, he wouldn't hurt
so
much.
Well, the good thing is...
he tweets it out hoping for some sympathy, and what does he get? Nothing.
I don't know. Probably got an update on some guy getting dropped by an NFL team.
When we sold him the car...
I'm sorry you got your car stolen, but can you believe that the Lions dropped C.J. Anderson? It's crazy.
When we sold Matt his car, I think we included gap insurance, which will help a little bit.
Oh, so in other words...
So you're a hero.
You may have saved the day?
I might have saved the day without even knowing it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So this is a Zot vehicle that's been stolen.
Yes.
Wow.
I think it was a Focus. Yeah, it was a Focus.
Oh,
hatchback.
Boy.
Sucks.
Yeah, boy.
It does suck. Poor guy. That just shitty luck.
Let's see if it's affected his writing.
No. Some of the writing was stolen out of the car as well.
What?
I'll tell you that. What happened this week?
And other genres of music. I would have thought he would have given you the... what had been written.
Put in the
he
cloud.
Did. That's we got some. We didn't get it all.
Written. I see.
Okay. But what we have is good, by the way.
Okay.
1976 we'll start in. Great year. I graduated eighth grade that year.
Wow.
I marched in the Bicentennial Parade.
Did you get a present?
No.
You're in the Bicentennial Parade?
I was in the Bicentennial
Parade. That is so cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Someone was born that year.
I love parades.
They were. 76 was awesome.
Someone was almost a bicentennial baby.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
But he was
band.
Late by 4 days like he always is.
Who cares?
Casey and the Sunshine Band, speaking of the Saturday Night Fever days back in the day, they were hot. They had North America dancing in the streets with their Billboard chart topper, Shake Your Booty. Remember that one?
Yeah,
yes, I do.
Song.
The song was met with some degree of controversy since the lyrics were interpreted by many as having sexual connotations.
Shake Your Booty?
Yeah.
Sexual connotations?
Well, at the same time,
I guess if she's shaking her booty, she wants sex.
Exactly. While at the same time, pirates everywhere amused the band was just flaunting their wealth. Insert Drew Lane saying, "Hey,
wait, Fonzie? Why would he go, please
repeat that again.
You say arg, not hey."
While at the same time, pirates everywhere assumed the band was just flaunting their wealth.
Booty.
Insert Drew saying, "Hey."
I don't know why Fonzie is.
Wouldn't it be arg?
That's what I'm saying. It'd be arg, not.
I'm sorry. Hey. Hey, he might have written this as his car was being stolen.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I understand. That's confusing.
Remember Fonzie's catchphrase in the Happy Days when he went, "Arg."
Great show. Do you remember Richie's brother, by the way?
No.
I do. He was a basketball player, yeah. Wasn't he?
He was in like 3 episodes.
He wore his letter jacket.
You remember
all the
his
time.
Name?
That is the worst bloop of all time.
I don't know. What does that have to do with anything?
Chuck.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Why is he part of this conversation?
Because you guys are talking about Fonzie, so I just thought of Chuck. Chuck was the forgotten guy.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week?
Did Chachi debut on Happy Days?
Oh, yeah. Towards the end, he was Fonzie's nephew.
Okay. I didn't know he was his nephew.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
1982.
Did Fonzie ever appear on Joni and Chachi?
I don't know. I never really watched Joni and Chachi. I gave up by then.
All right.
We move up to 1982.
It was too new.
The artist becomes... This artist becomes the only male artist to have 2 singles in the U.S. top 10, as well as the number 1 album.
What year? Wait, I'm sorry.
1982.
82.
Jackson? Michael Jackson?
Here's a hint who I'm talking about.
No, wait. It's
not a group. It's a singular artist?
It's a single.
Wait, what did they do? I'm sorry.
He had 2 singles in the top 10.
Simultaneously.
As well as the number 1 album.
Michael Jackson.
It's got to be Jackson.
It's not. No. Your hint is...
No.
Yeah, I'll take the hint.
Once I give it to you, you'll get it. Hurts So Good.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
And Jack really? Diane.
Wow.
Okay. That's right. John Cougar Mellencamp. That man. Who looks like a cougar, who looks less like a cougar and more like a middle-aged lesbian named Karen, who isn't afraid to tell you like it is. Again, he might have been under duress from
Where do all the baby watermelons go in the summer? Where all the baby watermelons go in the summer?
Where?
John Cougar's melon camp.
Hey! That's cute, man.
I loved that joke when I was like 6.
That's cute. All right, we go up to 1992 now. Eric Clapton's $7 million earnings. Excuse me. Let me start that again.
I just feel like you didn't proofread the This Week in Soft Rock.
In 1992.
I can read it.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, I watched Beverly Hills Ninja last night.
we were confused when we were leaving watching it.
That is the worst role for Chris Farley. It was a horrible role for him.
Very nostalgic for me, though. I saw it in theaters when I was really young.
Did you love
Farley so much.
That you liked it anyway?
I think so. But I think I walked away from it thinking, well, that wasn't as good as Tommy
Boy. You got some laughs in.
I know. Chris Rock's even... it was really bad.
Terrible.
Anyway. Yeah. It's nice to see Chris.
Read that again.
Okay, I will.
Today, Junior!
1992, Eric Clapton's $7 million earning Grammy Award winning album, Unplugged, enters the Billboard charts.
Yeah, the Connor Clapton album.
Falling 49 stories to number 1.
Hey!
That was good.
I'm so sorry.
It's a little soon.
That's awesome. Terrible.
It's a little soon.
That was a good one.
That kid is good, let me tell you. Okay, 1996. Noel Gallagher walked out on the rest of Oasis halfway through an American tour after a fight with his brother, which pissed off the rest of his family. In fact, Noel, Liam, and Paul's father was so upset that he told the brothers, "One more outburst like that, and I'm turning this car around."
I'm just saying.
Hey, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Thought you were gonna say he was gonna rejoin the family.
No. Yeah, all that. Yeah,
that's a good
one. It would have worked.
It would have. Oh, jeez. Brandon, methane. God almighty. All right, we go up to
the Antonio Brown of the show.
We got the last two here, and I'll throw it back to you.
That's not something you want to be out of context right now.
In 2001, a then comic book illustrator by the name of Gerald Way was walking to work when he witnessed the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City. That day's events inspired him to start the band My Chemical Romance with Way as the lead singer.
Wow.
Allowing another win for the terrorists.
Hey! I'm just saying.
And finally,
I'm just saying.
In 2002, James Brown's daughters filed a federal lawsuit against their dad, claiming he withheld royalties for 25 songs that they helped him write.
Where was your mother?
Wow.
Which was odd, since he always seemed to keep good relationships with women.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just saying.
And that's it, our abbreviated stolen car edition of
I'm
This
just
Week
saying.
In Soft Rock.
Wow.
That was abbreviated?
This
was.
Is really... I'm concerned about Matt.
Yeah.
Is Patty being supportive?
Patty even got in a car accident
last night.
What?
Yes.
Come on, Patty!
So they're,
sounds like they need to be hitchhiking these days.
They need a little help. They need a little good luck to shine their way.
Sucks. Not good. 50
Man
cent.
Up. Stop crying.
I'll talk to Joey. Maybe Joey can give them his smart car.
Why are you hooking Joey? Why are you connecting Joey? Why are you bringing Joey into this car? Why are you making it Joe's problem?
We'll get Joey a new car and then make it
do it.
Joey's smart car.
That's why you're the king of quid pro quo.
Try to broker
you
deal
other your car and you can buy Lily's like you used to, and then he'll get around okay.
I could.
Okay.
There you go. Done. Maybe I'll give him Lily's.
You always offer other people to help.
How can I do that to Lily on her birthday?
Zoobs.
I'm just saying.
50 Cent, if you remember, was shaming this guy who's the biggest tool ever, Randall Emmett from Vanderpump Rules, because he owed him $1 million, which was really weird. I was trying to imagine a world where 50 Cent loans that tool $1 million. I mean, it's just weird. So then he said if he didn't pay him by Monday, he was going to kick his ass.
Mm-hmm. And guess what?
He paid him.
Yep.
But 50 is back on Instagram with multiple posts blasting Randall Emmett and Lala Kent. She's the real star of Vanderpump Rules of the two. After Kent claimed on Watch What Happens Live that she has receipts to prove that she bruised 50 Cent's ego during the previous public sniping. I don't know what that means. Receipts?
I don't know.
First, Kent told Andy Cohen, I think I really dinged 50's ego. In fact, I know that because I have a receipt to prove that, which I would never post because I ain't that girl. I ain't beefing unless I'm getting paid on Vanderpump. Yo. Oh, God. 50 soon responded on his Instagram with a Kent photo captioning it, what's wrong with this hoe? Now, don't say she didn't ask for it when I start tripping. In a second post, the rap star referenced a report that claimed Kent was not sober during a trip with her fiancé to Disney World. Oh, this bitch be drunk 4 days straight. She must be on some drunk high. I don't remember type shit. Some drunk high I don't remember type shit?
He sounds like AB.
Third photo showed them in bed and imagined their conversation. So 50 Cent is, again, active, trolling Lala Kent and Randall Emmett.
He also
again.
Put a picture of Randall Emmett up, and then next to it, the picture of, I think it's from Men in Black, when Vincent D'Onofrio was like the alien that didn't fit in the guy's body.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks like Randall Kent. He clearly won this this battle, this online battle.
He always seems to win with these idiots.
Very fun.
Oh, my God, what total dopes. Speaking of online battles, Rob Schneider is getting a hard time over a tweet because he tweeted at the guy that was fired from Saturday Night Live and kind of implied that if we weren't in cancel culture, you'd be working for Saturday Night Live still or something to that effect. And so I guess people were pounding him for supporting the guy, which I didn't really.
Awkward.
I didn't see it as he was supporting him. He was just saying that, you know, he was kind of taking a shot at people like, you know, you've never been up on stage taking risks, so you have no idea what it's like kind of thing. And I guess people thought he was supporting racism. So he's taking shit.
Oh, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
And then Roseanne Barr also is popping off saying, why wasn't Deborah Messing canceled? She said blacks for Trump are mentally ill.
just kind of got a
point. She wants to start McCarthyism.
Is Deborah Messing in anything right now? Is Will and Grace still on?
I thought they rebooted it.
Yeah, they rebooted
it. Still on? I don't know.
I have no idea. And the Connors debuts, too. And she, is she mad at Sarah Gilbert? Oh, my God, is she pissed at her?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And, you know, honestly, I kind of can understand why she's so pissed at her.
Yeah, she didn't get any help.
It was her kid, for crying out loud.
Well, I don't know why she had to blast her on Twitter. I mean, why do all these things have to happen on social media?
Because like everything show happens. Off. They like to show off.
Yeah, she had to show off how woke she was.
Yeah. That's something for her talk show.
I'm just saying.
And all the things Roseanne has done for her are, of course, all destroyed with one stupid comment on, I don't know, what was it, on Instagram or Twitter or whatever?
It was on Twitter. Cause
if you have nothing good to write, why even bother?
I thought the bitch was white! I'm trying to talk about Iran!
Yeah, I don't really know.
That's what my tweet was about!
And will the Connors do well this year?
No.
I guess
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's still going.
No one cares.
I guess it has half the
It might
audience,
do okay.
I still love John Goodman, but...
I'm trying to think if there's... is there any current business? Tomorrow... Oh, Steve Gorman from the Black Rose tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way psyched about that.
Very
and
cool.
His book is... shit, I forgot the title.
He's no Vinnie Dombrowski.
No, he's not Vinnie Dombrowski, but no one's Vinnie Dombrowski.
Just joking.
Steve's got a great book, though. I got to tell you, really, it's hard to put down. I could say it's a long book.
It's called Hard to Handle: The Life and Death of the Black Crowes.
He was a drummer in the band, and I'm learning a lot about the Black Crowes, but it's always the most fascinating thing is always the stuff that goes on in bands that somehow they make it through. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of misery when you got these two brothers who've been fighting since they were small children and continue to fight like small children.
Where was your mother?
I just got through the second album,
You
know, kind of in the book, and I've been listening along to some stuff as he's talking about it. And God, those first two albums are stellar.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 7 rock radio number ones. Southern Harmony was number one right out of the box. And the first album sold 5 million copies.
Hey, what's winning our Twitter poll right now?
Oh, great question.
Oh, yeah, let's check.
Still lots
of
time.
I don't think you're going to be very happy.
No, I know I won't.
So after...
I'm not going to agree with you guys. I still
2 hours, Dazed and Confused is leading 60%. Number 2, Singles, has taken over 21%.
Way higher. It's already been declared the best soundtrack ever.
And Saturday Night Fever comes in last place with a measly 19%.
Ooh. I bet you it made the most
money.
I'm just
saying.
That shit sold the most copies.
Well, we can do a Twitter poll on that. Which one made the most money?
Are we having this is like the Toto Muse argument all over again.
Go ahead. Look it up.
But that wasn't what we were talking about. We're talking about the best.
Yeah.
It is the best.
So what standard?
Well, according to Twitter, it's the third best. If you want to do a Twitter poll on which one made the most money, we can find out which one made the most money.
I think we'll pass on that. I'll just put the white flag up.
I'm having deja vu of the pink versus salmon shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Twitter polls are good at settling arguments.
They really are.
Out. They are. All right, well, Brandon, you want to get us out of here? And we'll look forward to Steve Gorman and Trudy tomorrow.
Hey, did you guys hear about the Virginia basketball coach, Tony Bennett?
I know, it's not a sports podcast.
I know, so but did you hear about him?
No, I did not.
The champion, Virginia, he was going to get his raise.
Yes.
And he said, instead of giving me the raise, I want you to give it to my staff and spread it out to my staff.
Wow.
How cool is that?
They're kind of a deep sports story for a non-sports podcast.
What did the players get?
They didn't get anything yet, but they'll get.
Okay.
Why not?
Then who
cares? They're college kids. That's why.
What else on your non sequitur list, man?
So heroic.
Well, I had the Lions parting with C.J. Anderson, and that's about it.
I'm not sure why that would be on your non sequitur list.
Because I kind of get my non sequiturs out now. I'm not really. I should write them down.
Are these things, like, though, that came to mind during the show, or things that you just wanted to get out, like Lily's birthday?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Just
things
asking.
That came to me.
Just trying to get to understand the methodology to the madness.
I'm
surprised you didn't mention the Pirates reliever who got busted for underage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hitting
about
a 13-year-old.
He's got two names. Vasquez. Can he switch his names?
Felipe Vasquez.
Is that his first name? I don't know.
I can't remember.
It used to be Felipe Rivera. He changed it to Felipe Vasquez. He's the closer for the Pirates, and he just got busted.
Brandon has him, had him on his team.
Had a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old.
Like those people.
The victim, now 15, allegedly continued to have a relationship with him via text message, received a video from him in which he's shown performing a sexual act.
Huh. Oh, boy, that's nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
He's being criminally charged. Worn out.
Lucky the Pirates aren't in the race.
Todd Corser was
The important thing.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Todd Corser got 12 months of probation and some community service, and looks like he's going to be able to move on in his deep voice ways. And we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Drew Mike's door's open.
Dweller H.
This cock is hanging out all over Lansing.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?